We're back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Is that you, Terry?
Terry?
Yes, it's me. I have diarrhea.
Get out of the bathroom, Terry. Get on out of here.
I have bad diarrhea.
You alone in there, Terry?
All right, stop.
Who are you shushing?
What?
Who are you shushing?
Nobody. No, why would I do that? I would never do something like that. First of all, I have a girlfriend who I love very much.
Her name is?
Michelle.
Michelle. What's she look like?
She's super tall.
Uh-huh.
And she's got...
How tall?
Sweet boobs.
Uh-huh. Whoops! Oh! I dropped my monster condom that I used for my magnum dong.
Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
I'm the only heterosexual black man who has gay friends. I'm trying to get my boys to broaden their horizon because, like, gay people are dope. I'll tell you one thing. They have a better time on Instagram. My gay friends, they was on Instagram. They went pumpkin picking. I want to go. I can't get my straight friends to go pumpkin picking. Yo, Trey, let's go pumpkin picking. There's gonna be any girls there? Why does that have to be the objective? Let's just go. We look at some orange shades, we take some selfies, get our likes up, that's it. Ain't no girls, I ain't going. Oh, that's your only premise? That's toxic masculinity's premise. Get girls, get drunk. You know, one time my boy was like, yo, let's go to an Usher concert. I'm like, why? We don't like Usher. He's like, nah, but there's gonna be mad girls there. Yeah, but they there for us, so they not there for us. What type of logic is that? Hey, girl, you can't get him, but look at me.
Mm. All right, a little bit about myself. I have attention deficit disorder, and I'm over 50, so I'm ADD AARP. When you get older, here's the one thing you miss the most, how you used to party. Yeah, in the 70s, there was pot, 80s, Quaaludes, 90s, ecstasy. Now, I'm just down to Theraflu. That's it. You actually have to look for new ways to get a buzz, a cheap buzz, and this does work. Lay down for like 30, 35 minutes, then get up real fast. Oh. It's a good one. I hate getting older. All my friends my age look great. You know why? They're blurry. That's why. I'm starting to pee in Morse code. Anyway, you gotta keep healthy. What you're doing right now is keeping you healthy because you release endorphins when you laugh a lot. And that's why after a comedy show, you walk around for a while like, oh, yeah, yeah. And I forgot that. And I actually got an email from a woman. She goes, can you speak to our group about the healing powers of humor? And I had to write her back. I said, I'm not a motivational speaker. I don't know if humor actually heals. And then it hit me. It was 7 years ago. I was at a theater like this, and in the aisle was a woman in a wheelchair, bless her heart, no use of her legs. Well, 20 minutes into my act, she walked out. So, yeah.
Good morning, fellas. Thursday, June 7th. This is the Power Trip Morning Show. I'm Corey.
Hi.
That's Chris.
Hi.
That's Paul.
Hi.
And Tommy right out of the gate.
Hey, the guys. Dominator.
Dude, your highlight reel is sick.
Dude. Oh, yeah, you guys. What?
Yeah, we watched a lot of offensive line footage.
There you go.
My goodness, man.
Well, thank you.
I was looking for... T.O. Audio from back when you were in college, hoping we can make fun of you.
Sure. Like hard to make fun of that.
I know. And then I was like, oh, what is this? Tommy, I saw your freshman highlight reel as well.
Oh, yeah, we got every year.
Yeah.
Man, you went down, though.
I did. Down I went down the rabbit hole.
Yeah,
I did.
That'll do it. Yeah, thank you. You made my day yesterday. I watched it. Felt good.
Yeah, I got to believe you did. I mean, it was easy for you. And you were, you know what was great about him, Corey? And hi, Saucy.
Hey, babe.
I gotta believe you combined meat sauce and myself. I was tiny in all facets.
Still.
But I was really good at the Doing the basics. What do you call that? Doing the little stuff. Doing the, like, my technique was great.
Sure.
The dirty work. It had to be, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Sauce had size and no technique at all.
None.
Or drive or motivation or athleticism. Yeah.
So you combined the two of us and you were Tommy Olsen.
Well, thank you, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
You know who doesn't love that video?
Who?
The guys getting trucked.
Oh, my God, dude.
every highlight of those guys that you're pushing around and trucking for like 10, 15 yards, sometimes throwing them into their own teammates on the side.
Yeah.
I could hear their brains. It's like, no. Like,
damn.
They all look terrified and unbelievably frustrated.
Oh,
like, there's nothing I can do. What am I supposed to do? Dude, you trucked everybody in high school.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, love watching it.
Have you seen it, Sauce?
I've not.
You gotta watch it.
I don't even give a rat's ass about offensive line.
There's a couple of plays.
It's 7 minutes of Tommy just throwing dudes around. And I'm not even kidding. One time, he trucked somebody right into the opposing bench.
Yeah.
Into his own teammates.
The one time they ran the other direction from you, and your running back got stopped because they didn't run behind Tommy for some damn reason.
Which makes no sense.
No sense. I would have run behind you on every play. But the play went the other direction, and your running back got stopped for like a 2-yard gain. Meanwhile, you and your guy were in the opposing end zone. You just kept pushing the guy.
Why not? And whistle hasn't blown.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's my dad taught me that.
That's
way
what
back.
I'm saying. Yeah, you were fundamentally perfect.
Yeah. It was just kind of inbred to me. Like, don't stop till the whistle blows. And then
Don't stop till you get enough.
Great point.
Yeah. I thought the same thing watching it, though, is the coaches for Matamidi back in the day had two options. Do we do the obvious? Just run behind Tommy.
Yeah.
Or, since the other team knows they're probably going to run behind Tommy, do we trick him and go the other way?
Yeah.
Because, no offense to your teammates, but the other way is not going to be blocked as well, but the other team is not going to think it's going that way. So it's the element of surprise or pure domination. No wonder Matamidi kept making state. How do you stop a team if you don't have any options to stop the run game?
Yeah.
Did you guys ever pass the ball?
No.
Why would you?
Especially my brother's senior year, because it was Eddie and I right next to each other.
What year were you then?
I was a sophomore.
Sophomore,
and I was playing right next to Eddie. And the whole state knew, because we had the state's leading running back.
Mm-hmm. And I would have been the state's leading running back behind you,
too. We tell that to everyone. And
my grandma would, and she had two fake hips.
And she's dead.
He sat out the first playoff game. Our sophomore year, and we put our backup in, and he scored the state or Matamidi's record. He scored
for running back. You're saying,
yeah, the backup scored 7 touchdowns the game the backup played.
The more impressive part is the beginning and all your accolades.
That's a little cocky.
Yeah, your dad didn't need to post your Wikipedia. Page.
Yeah, my dad put every accolade. I think.
Holy hell, Tommy.
Pretty lengthy list though.
And watching you as a freshman, you played tackle for a bit at one point.
So I started as a nose guard. So my first game ever was a freshman at nose guard, and then switched like halfway through the season to offense. And then, yeah.
Pretty sick, dude.
Well, thanks, guys. Sick. Yeah, you guys made my day.
Fun to watch.
I ended up watching all of them. Living the glory days yesterday. It was great.
That's
Holy
great.
Hell.
It was
that
fun.
One guy's on his back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Was there ever a guy like in your senior year you were like had a good battle against, or did you just maul everybody?
And you can be honest. You don't have to be humble. Who gave you at least a fight your junior or senior year in high school?
Yeah, there are a couple guys. Anthony Hayes, he played at Stanford. He was good. He played for Chad Abbott.
At St. Thomas?
Yep, at St. Thomas. Ooh. He was really good. His name is Anthony Hayes. Isaac Hayes, he ended up coming to the U.
I remember him.
Yeah. And then...
also played Chef on South Park.
That's right, yeah.
Joe Zrust from Totino Grace. He was just this little shorter guy, really stocky. Hard to get under. That was hard.
Mm-hmm. Low center of gravity.
Correct. And then there was a Will Rattell, one of the best linebackers I ever went against. He was from St. Thomas, went to North Dakota. But then when you're younger, the guys that played college football felt
this
really
is super
a
impressive.
Lot better than they really were. But yeah, senior year, those were the guys that really stand out.
The best part of this video is when some of these linebackers and safeties come up on the blitz and stand up on their back.
Yeah, they regret it.
Instantly.
Well, one guy in there, the quarterback, his name's Dan Frazzo. He's Razia, the guy I brought up. It's his birthday today.
Sure.
So
Razia!
Happy birthday, bun.
Yeah.
Road. whatever the hell your name is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but those are the days, man. I loved it.
You were something else.
So thank you. That's clickbait on KFAN.com. You can click away and watch Tommy Olsen's glory days. What is that, like 09-ish?
11 was, well, that was 11. All of 10, yeah. I graduated.
10 and 11, okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's the good news for you. The bad news for you and Chris Hockey is you're on the brink of owing me $100.
Oh, that reminds me. I also owe Saucy $50.
Just keep it, because I owe you $300.
For what?
The pirate bit. Just take it off my tab.
So now it's $250.
Yeah, I owe you $250.
Okay. All right. Okay.
When do you leave for
Vegas? I leave for Vegas on Sunday.
Can I just give you the $100 just in case they win? And that, just because you're going to need $100 in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. He's,
what the hell is that supposed to mean?
On, you're going
to
need honest. It. You're going to. Last year, weren't you out in the first day?
Weren't you looking at? Weren't you at the airport, like thumbing a ride on a plane?
Yeah, thumbing.
Yeah.
You guys have two separate years mixed up.
Wait, that's happening.
Chris is referring to 2 years ago when I was going to the airport trying to leave early. You are referring to last year when, yes, I did not survive day one of a 5-day tournament.
Because we looked it up, the tournament you were in, and we're like, well, let's find out where he is. And we scoured it. Even AJ double-checked it for me. Couldn't find your name.
Yeah, remember they were so embarrassed they tried to give you your entry feedback?
Yeah.
Because they felt bad for you?
Yeah. I was at the airport leaving last year for the World Series of Poker Marathon event. And honestly, the airport was littered with Minnesota players specifically flying out for this event because it's one of the greatest events ever. And I ran into my poker buddy, Paul Cross, and we were talking about the marathon. And it was the first year it had existed. So a lot of people were excited because it was such a great structure. And Paul says to me at the airport, it's impossible to get knocked out on day one of the marathon.
Oh, I'll take that challenge.
Anything is possible. I lasted after the dinner break, which is always nice. It's nice to make the dinner break, right? You get to dinner and you're like, hey, I'm still in it. And then about 20 minutes after the dinner break, I was not still in it.
Did you get knocked out so quickly you got a concussion?
So how long did I last in? I lasted about 8 hours. That sounds like a lot. That's not. In a 5-day poker tournament, 8 hours is not a lot. I think I got knocked down on level 5-ish or so.
There's dinner breaks?
That's not good.
How's that?
Yeah, on the long ones, there's dinner breaks where everybody breaks. Right,
easy. Good?
Yeah, you have to last long enough to make the dinner break.
Yeah.
And sometimes I don't.
Right. That sucks.
The point is you guys are on the brink of owing me $100, and I'll say this. This is probably the last year I will make this bet. Probably. Because really, the Warriors versus the field bet is a dumb bet for me. Even though I'm going to win it again, to give you even money is really a dumb bet. Because in Vegas, even the Warriors as favorites are 2-1 or 3-1 to win it. So why wouldn't I just bet the Warriors in Vegas as opposed to giving you guys even money? It's really a dumb bet. And if LeBron James joins Houston or they form a super team in L.A. or something like that, I don't know. And last night, I watched all of the game, by the way.
Same. God, did you lose all a bet?
Why?
No, yeah, and Chris, you would have been super pissed if you watched the whole game.
I followed her on Twitter. I thought I was good, but I went to sleep.
The Cavs got off to a monster start.
Monster, yeah,
and then they basically lost only to Kevin Durant. Curry was awful.
So was
Clay. The Clay Theist absolutely was having a hard time. If the Warriors didn't have one of the greatest players of all time in Kevin Durant.
Right.
And then, honestly, like JaVale McGee and Bell and even Iguodala down the stretch, they lose last night.
Easily. That pull-up that Durant had when I think Jalen Rose was coming to switch on him. Oh, my heavens.
Jalen Rose? What year is this?
Yeah. How old are you?
No, what's his name? No, who's number five? The bonehead?
J.R. Smith.
Yeah, J.R. Smith. Yeah. Just unbelievable.
So let's talk about that play for a second, because here's what I love about sports. And Tommy, you probably did this all the time in your highlight film that we posted on clickbaitkfan.com.
Clickbait.
When you drill a three like Kevin Durant did with, what, 20, 30, 40 seconds left? I forget what it was. To put the Warriors up six, that really was the dagger. It was, all right, the Cavs are done.
Yeah.
He didn't flinch, didn't celebrate. He just stood there, almost like, this is so easy, I'm bored. Right? I love, that was definition, react like you've been there before.
Yeah.
And he had, because he had the exact same shot in game three of last year and was way more excited about that one a year ago. Uh-huh. This one, he drills it. It's basically ball game. He just stands there, looks at the crowd, doesn't even mean mug the crowd. No. He just stands and looks at the crowd saying, you're done. And I'm going to go back to the bench.
Goodbye.
I love that, reaction.
Yeah, it's the coolest.
No, as a guy that's never won anything, I would be flailing my arms like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd be like one of those used car dealerships. Yeah, yeah.
That's so weird.
I would be so pumped.
Is Corey okay?
He's having a seizure. No, he just won for the first time.
He just made it through the first day.
Right. He's at the dinner break and he was starving.
Yay!
He has two chips left, but he made it.
Yeah, people lost a lot of money betting against him, so there's a lot of sad people.
Yeah, man.
Dinner break sounds awesome.
It does.
Yeah.
It really does.
I want a dinner break.
Two things you love, a break from poker and dinner.
And dinner!
Maybe Rosie will buy.
Oh,
man.
Well, what are you going to
do? If you were a... Here's a dumb bit. If you were a space alien and came down today and started talking to humans for the first time, and humans said, here's a thing we play for fun called basketball. Watch this. And you had some aliens watch, or unfrozen caveman lawyer.
Yeah.
The world frightens and confuses me. If you had somebody that had no idea what basketball was and says, one of the greatest players that's ever lived, or if you even said, the greatest player who has ever lived is playing in game three of the NBA Finals tonight, watch this. You'd say, yeah, Kevin Durant's incredible.
Oh, 100%.
Hockey actually 100%. Has the aliens' reaction.
Good, one less son of a bitch to take over our planet.
Right.
Oh, hey, take Tom Cruise with you too, you freak.
This is basketball. Say ya.
Yeah, there goes Will Smith, Leah Remini, back in the day, Tom Cruise, and all you other weirdos.
Welcome to National Ice Cream Day, by the way.
Oh, what? What a week. Last week was National Donut Day.
I know.
Monday was National Cheese Day, which the Power Trip Morning Show did not acknowledge or celebrate.
Oh, I did when I got home. I bought a bunch of string cheese.
Did you?
Yeah. Smoked string cheese from...
So then you celebrated 6 hours later by not getting any movement.
And you know what else you were?
So clogged. I eat a Fiber One Bar every day.
Oh, good for you. I believe that day you were named...
Commander of Cheese.
I won.
Commander of Cheese.
Yeah. Well, me and Mayor McCheese.
Well, yeah. You're much higher ranking than the mayor.
Yeah.
You're the commander.
My God.
It's Ice Cream Day?
Yeah, National Ice Cream Day, man. Oh, I'm sorry. National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. My fault.
Oh, who cares about that?
I like chocolate ice cream. I'll take it, man.
No.
I was going to say, I've informally then been celebrating Ice Cream Day for about 7 years straight basis.
You know what's weird? We had a blizzard last weekend on the way to the airport. And delicious, as always. But for some reason, I don't know what it is, but a pro move, Tommy O, is to get the whipped cream on the top of your blizzard.
Oh, I've never done that.
I've never thought of that.
It's a pro move. A little extra. I'd pay $1,000 for it. Who cares?
You don't care. Yeah. Right.
But I don't know how they do it. I don't know what they do. Dairy Queen has, by a mile across the country, the best whipped cream anywhere.
Really?
I don't know why it's so fluffy and it's so perfect. It tastes great. And it's less filling, I guess. Yes, sir.
When I used to work there, I used to eat it out of the can.
Well, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but is it a special kind? Do they use a special kind? It seems different than other whipped creams.
Super good. Yeah.
Have I told you guys my whipped cream take? What should go on?
Oh my God!
What Ready Whip should come out with?
Can we go to break and you can tell us?
That's a hell of a radio tease.
I mean, that's a tease.
Yeah. Sure, we got to have you guys square off in an IMDb challenge if you don't mind. After this, Tommy versus Meat Sauce.
I'm right. We're doing that again.
Hell yeah!
But before we do that, got to get your whipped cream take.
I gotta know.
That's the A topic. Right after this, Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Game 5, Stanley Cup Finals tonight. If they have any chance at all, they've got to do it at home tonight. The Capitals lead the series 3-1. It's on NBC. It's at 7 o'clock hour time. I don't know. I'm not going to put any more money on anything for a while.
That's a bad idea.
I know, I would agree with you. It's normally not my MO.
Why would you not do that?
I'm not going to bet on this game. I would normally guarantee you a victory by Vegas tonight at home in a game they have to win, literally.
Okay.
But
I'll take the Capitals.
So I'm saying Cleveland's kind of blanked me up here. With
same.
This,
well, it sucks. I'm being super selfish, but my Vegas trip starts Sunday.
Right.
If the Caps win tonight and the Warriors win tomorrow, I got nothing significant to bet on next week.
Yeah.
Right? If the Vegas Knights can push this to 7, I'll be in Vegas for Game 7 in Vegas, which would be sick. If the Cavs can at least win tomorrow night, then that would push Game 5 of the NBA Finals to my trip as well. Yeah. I want to bet on some stuff,
man. Bet on baseball, man.
When's Belmont? Have to. Bet on baseball.
You're thinking.
We'd be there for Belmont? That'd be kind of fun to bet on.
No, that's Saturday afternoon.
Saturday. It's this coming Saturday, dude.
Yeah.
We're going to bet on that today.
Yeah, we're going
to
draw.
Oh, yeah. We have to draw today. And everybody cool with my plan, right? That we draw the 9 horses that are not Justify.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's whoever finishes highest. So if Justify wins, it's just whoever gets second. Right. If somebody shocks the world, then that horse wins.
Can we field a little more? Put like 50, 100 on it?
No one else.
I don't think we can get everybody to agree to that.
Rosie wouldn't.
A handful of us would agree to that.
Rosie wouldn't unless he had inside information.
True of a side.
That is accurate. That's the key. Is if he bets $100, he knows Prince is doing it. I mean. All right. Before we get to the IMDb challenge, which, Tommy, you won last week. Twitter agreed that you were victorious. Was that 2 weeks ago? That may have been two weeks ago. I forget now.
Yeah, we got to ask you about Florida,
I was in
too,
Florida. Yeah, it was great.
But you have a big whipped cream take that you wanted to get to.
Yeah,
and the world is waiting.
If you ever look at the calories on whipped cream, right, it's not that bad for you.
Mm-mm.
And there's not that much sugar in it, and you can get the sugar-free stuff. So some nights before I go to bed, sure, go take a whippet or two before you go hit it. And you always you always want something sweet before bed, right? And that whipped cream's obviously great. But when you get to Thursday, Friday, and you've had whipped cream every night of the week, you want something else, want a little flavor. But the whipped cream's there. So I was thinking, Ready Whip, if you're listening, just here's an idea for you. Get like Oreo flavor whipped cream or cookie dough flavor whipped cream or chocolate whipped cream or butterscotch whipped cream.
Oh, now we're talking.
And just have those bad boys sitting there, and you just go and take like four shots.
Straight out of the canister. Right.
Impression of Hockey Sister.
Hey.
So that's my take.
I like your take.
I also like your take.
May I give you a pro move?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I know this from my days when I was on the MetaFast Weight Control Center program. You're right. Calories, not horrible at all.
Yeah.
Either Cool Whip or Ready Whip.
Correct.
Okay? That's number one. Number two, even if you're on a low-carb diet, not a lot of carbs in there
exactly.
either.
Exactly. Right.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Pro move. Get a bag of chocolate chips from the cake aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Sprinkle a few chocolate chips on top of a bowl of whipped cream. It's a great little treat. Gives you a little something crunchy in there.
Yeah.
And it's a nice little treat. It's like eating ice cream.
I've done it with peanuts, where I put a bowl.
Yeah. Really?
And then you put peanuts in there, and it tastes like I don't even know it. Good. Tastes really good.
I like that.
Yeah.
Chocolate chips or butterscotch chips
both.
As well.
Throw them all in there. Yeah.
That's the pro move.
That is a pro move.
Yeah. Augusto, sweetheart.
I know. Augustus, my sweetheart. I like your move. I think it's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah. I also like the IMDb challenge.
Here we are.
And now it's time for the IMDb challenge on the Power Trip Morning Show.
Oh, hi, Tommy Wiseau.
We've morphed this bit a little bit. We like the challenge, not just for one player anymore, but for two. Back in the day, it was intentionally supposed to be for Meat Sauce because Meat Sauce went to one improv class that Chris Hockey paid for, and then Sauce quit after 1 week and got the refund and kept the money, never gave it back to Chris. So it was something like $340 to go to one improv class.
It was sweet. It was like $350 an hour. I made. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, not bad for you.
No, thank you, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome. Who cares?
Yeah, what do you care?
But, I'll get another job.
Tommy, you've tried this bit. Chris has tried this bit. And a couple weeks ago, we said, why don't we just have a couple of guys square off instead of just having one guy hog all the spotlight? You whooped his ass a couple weeks
well,
ago.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it was pretty,
a little pressure.
The plan is to always have Paul involved because he's the only improv class veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Veteran's a loosed.
How this game works is I read sports stories, and then the competitors have to, on the fly, come up with a joke related to that story that ends, that's the key word, the joke, the punchline has to end with a piece of work from an actor or actress, and they don't know the actor or actress. They're both currently on IMDb.com. In a second, I'm going to hit the drum roll. I will reveal today's actor or actress, and they'll have about 30 or 40 seconds while Chris and I stall to look up their IMDb page and start finding some works that you might concoct a joke for. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Here is this week's actor or actress.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, okay.
Adam Sandler.
Plenty of movies to choose from.
Lots of films.
Yeah.
Lots of works.
Yep, that's right.
Of art. A lot of them works of art.
Yeah.
Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, 50 First Dates, some great films. But again, I'm not giving anything away because they're looking at the IMDb page right now. So it's okay to use these out loud. This isn't like initials where I'm blowing the jokes. By the way, another thing for the listeners, if Tommy uses movie A, then Sauce is not allowed to use movie A. So they also can snipe each other's films. Are you guys ready?
It seems like they're ready.
He's in a lot of weird movies.
Yeah.
Isn't he? It's gonna be great.
Tommy, you won 2 weeks ago. Would you like to go first or second?
Second.
Sauce, you're up first. Here we go. The Golden State Warriors won 110-102 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Golden State now up 3-0 in the NBA Finals thanks to Kevin Durant and his 43 points. He was 6 of 9 from 3. Steph Curry, mostly awful last night, 11 points, 1 of 10 from 3-point range, and the one came late in the game. LeBron James had a triple-double, but they come up short. Game 4 in Cleveland tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
If you're LeBron James and you look at this situation, it must seem like he's in 50 First Dates because it's the same thing over and over and over again.
It's not funny.
Yeah, and he didn't really end.
And you don't seem excited.
No.
He doesn't seem...
I think he knows
he seems tired.
He seems like he knows he's going to lose.
He's holding it in.
Yep.
Tommy.
Like, cool.
Tommy. The White Sox won 5-2 over the Twins. Jake Odorizzi, 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, and 7 strikeouts. Look it up on your phone. The Twins did lead 2-1 after 4 innings, but they blow it again. White Sox put together 4 runs in the 6th. Former Twin Hector Santiago pitched for the Chicago White Sox. So the Twins have dropped a couple to the Sox in a row now. James Shields versus Jose Barrios wrap it up today, noon. Final game before the Twins host the LA Angels of Anaheim starting tomorrow.
Yeah, I was trying to watch the game last night, but that really bad thunderstorm came through, and we have one of those dishes, so I was trying to watch it, and I couldn't really see it because the TV screen looked so bad. Something with the pixels.
That's good.
That's good. I didn't know where he was going.
I didn't either, but that was good.
That's
I thought it was going to be another TV joke.
Vikings rookie Hercules Mata'afa. He tore his ACL, injured during a kickoff drill. He is out for the season. So Hercules, done. Undrafted free agent from Washington State.
That sucks about Hercules. I worry about him. Maybe he needs the money. Maybe he can be the team water boy.
All right, I'll give you that. Right, I like that one.
Oh, it's
I
a
like
football
one. Yeah, it's good. Right, football. Yeah. It's football.
Don't, don't explain the joke. Don't explain it.
Jay Leno.
Yeah, Jay Leno.
Ben loved that guy.
Belmont,
yeah,
Saturday, justified
bad.
Trying to become horse racing's 13th ever Triple Crown winner. He is the heavy favorite. He'll be in the one post against the rail.
Yeah, it might come down to a photo finish where Belmont, and it could come down to the longest yard.
Okay. That's not funny.
Round two went to Sauce there, but that's
yeah,
just
that's
my
okay. It's all right. It's okay.
Yep.
One I got one regardless.
One and one.
Arizona's DeAndre Ayton worked out for the Phoenix Suns. They have the first pick in the draft, and it will be his only pre-draft workout. He said, quote, "I know I'm going number one."
Oh.
Now, the Suns haven't told him that. In fact, he even said, quote, "Nobody told me. That's just me. I think I deserve that. I've worked hard." Anytime.
Well, when you have confidence like that, it's good. Sometimes you may seem like you're bulletproof.
It's not funny.
Well,
I don't know what to do with Paul, the Andre Aiden bit. I don't know who the hell that is.
Definitely not his name. Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight in Las Vegas. The Caps are up 3-1. It's on at 7 o'clock. If necessary, Game 6 is in Washington Sunday night, but the Capitals going for their first ever Stanley Cup in their 43rd season.
Yeah, I was thinking about watching it, but I'm not the biggest NHL fan. I might just take my clicker and press click.
I love Adam Sandler. Holy smokes, is he in some bad movies?
That was a good movie.
No, Click is good.
Click is good. Yeah. It made me cry.
Dude, look up his...
It's bad.
Yeah. Sauce, we're back on you. The state of Delaware drew $322,135 in bets on day one of its full-scale sports betting on Tuesday. And again, that was no NBA or NHL game, at least that night. They could have bet a future NHL or NBA game. But Tuesday, there were neither happening. $322,000 bet in day one in Delaware. Paul.
Man, what a brilliant plan by the state of Delaware. You'd hope every other state would glom onto this and maybe make some money for their state, and maybe these states would stop being a bunch of airheads.
It's not funny.
15 years older than you. I've seen all these garbage.
I do like how it's a rap battle, and when one of them has a good rip, like Tom is, dude, you got me.
You're the only one thinks that he's doing well right now, Tio.
Tommy, good. Back on you.
I'm putting shells in the chamber right now. That's how well this game's going.
WGR 550 in Buffalo, New York, had a radio producer named Ryan Gates, Tommy Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
He said before the NFL draft that if the Bills drafted Josh Allen with Baker Mayfield or Josh Rosen still on the board, he would quit his job. Well, Josh Rosen was on the board when the Bills drafted Josh Allen, so this week he announced he is, in fact, leaving.
Yeah, that guy should go to anger management.
Okay.
It's not funny.
Love you, bye.
That's a couple of the listeners. I don't blame them.
Jesus.
Paul.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
For anything?
Anything.
Oregon State pitcher Luke Heimlich was not selected in the Major League Baseball draft for the second consecutive year, despite being a two-time Pac-12 Pitcher of the Year. The reason why... When he was 15 years old, he admitted molesting a 6-year-old relative. Unsure the age that he was that the crime was actually committed, but he was a teenager. He admitted it, though, when he was 15 years old. But recently insisted to Sports Illustrated and the New York Times that he was, in fact, always innocent, but he got poor legal advice, and that's why he pleaded guilty. The mother of the victim disagrees. There were 1,214 players selected. Luke Heimlich was not one of them.
I hope a guy like that, Luke Heimlich, lives in hell with little Nikki.
Okay, you know what?
You snuck out of that one. God dang it, I tried to corner
you. No, it's good. I'll give you credit for that one.
Tried to corner you.
I like the thought behind it,
yes.
And I agree.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tommy, this is the last one. This is on you. Finish strong.
Good luck, brother.
The Red Panda, the gal on the giant unicycle who has wowed us at NBA halftimes for years and years and years... She's the gal that rides the 7-foot unicycle and then kicks plates onto her head. It's insane, right? Maybe you saw this last night on Twitter. She fell off of her unicycle during halftime last night of Game 3. And earlier this year, her custom 7-foot unicycle was stolen. Red Panda having a tough year.
Yeah, she's having a tough year. She had a good interview, though, last night. They got a quote from her. And the one thing she said was, just go with it.
He takes the walk-off shot.
All right, you can go to Twitter. We will post the poll shortly. Who won?
Well, I got a GD molestation.
Who won between Tommy Olsen and Meat Sauce Paul Lambert? I would argue the listeners definitely lost, but one of them has to be named champion. Yes, Paul, your hands up.
Can Tommy and I get a do-over?
Paul, the game is over.
Is that one of his movies?
Yes. The game's over, Paul.
Maybe I'm going to need to find a job as a cobbler.
Was he a cobbler too?
Oh God, listen to some of these. Just he was in a movie called A Day with the Meatball.
What?
Yeah.
He was in a film. Netflix shows?
I don't know.
Todd's Coma?
Yeah.
What?
Oh God. He was in something called Mixed Nuts.
I don't know any. They must be Netflix
Shakes
shows?
The Clown?
Never heard of these.
Yeah. Going Overboard? That was like his. He was on The Cosby Show as Smitty.
He was in Joe Dirt? Or did he write in it?
Maybe he's a producer. Of it. He's in some.
Joe Dirt was awesome.
Bad.
Joe Dirt.
That's a great movie, man.
That is so funny.
You're my sister. You're my sister.
Oh boy.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this. And again, don't forget, go to Twitter and vote
who won, Tommy Olsen or defending champion Tommy Olsen or Paul Meatsauce Lambert. The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
LutherAuto.com.
Sorry, I'm completely distracted. I'm trying to wipe away tears from my face up in here. Am I right, T.O.?
Yeah. That's just beautiful.
I can't
beautiful.
Wait. I just can't wait.
Why do we have to wait till October?
I don't know. Yesterday I saw my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah. Well, how long is it?
Well, it's just the trailer. I haven't actually seen the movie yet, but it's already officially my favorite movie of all time. I just
So it's something I'm going to hate, right?
Dude, honestly, I just and no, you will not, and you know what? I'm going to say no. Think about who it is.
Yeah,
he'll hate
you're
it.
Gonna like it.
He'll hate
you're
it.
Gonna like it. I'm telling you, he's gonna like it. He's gonna like it because it's Lady Gaga, and she is the female Justin Timberlake. She's great at everything.
God, how about that?
And
line?
Bradley Cooper.
How about the line on that when he says, "I just wanted to look at you."
Yeah, when he says,
"What
stop.
Film are we talking about?"
Dude, the trailer for the remake of A Star Is Born.
Oh, it's a remake.
It's like four times now.
Oh, I didn't know
it was
know
made
that.
In like the 30s, and then Judy Garland remade it. And then Chris Christopherson remade it, and now Bradley Cooper direct and remade it.
Oh.
Dude, the trailer came out yesterday. It set the world on fire. I honestly, every time I watch it, I get tear in my eyes.
No,
so it's I'm not kidding.
It's a musical, though?
No.
You're gonna
no.
I think you'd really like it.
What's it about?
It's the story of a rock star who has an alcohol problem, you know, a lot of problems. He's an older rock star. And he finds this young lady who he thinks is a giant star, and nobody's ever given her a chance because she's not exactly the most beautiful woman in the world.
Mm-hmm.
She's not classically beautiful. And, geez, dude.
And then a star.
And Lady Gaga, man. Lady Gaga. But, again, I'll say it. We were talking about it in here when we watched the trailer. Bradley Cooper becomes... he became Chris Kyle, right?
Exactly.
Right.
He became
Chris Christopherson. When you see him walk across the stage...
Yeah, and he carries himself
you say
way?
To yourself, that guy is a rock star. I can't explain what it is, but the way he's walking, you know he's a rock star.
Right.
I can't wait to see this movie.
Yeah, I can't either. Oh, hell yeah.
How does he do that?
I don't know. Well, he's better than us. You know what I'm saying?
Does he film of people?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But as Hockey said, if there is a God, we obviously know that he doesn't have a crank.
Yeah, he's got it's tiny. Because he's good at everything else.
He's got some weird...
There's
got
to be something.
Yeah, he's like a never nude or like...
Or like it curves aggressively to the left. Like it's a U-turn signal.
Like macaroni.
Yeah, right.
He has a macaroni elbow for a penis.
I have not seen the trailer for A Star Is Born.
A macaroni elbow?
I meant to say elbow macaroni.
Same thing. Thank you, right.
If it was just an hour and a half of Bradley Cooper dancing to Alejandro...
Oh,
not even in character, just in his own bedroom dancing.
Yeah,
even fully clothed.
Yeah.
I'd watch it. Yeah. I'm just going to love this jam so much.
I can make a loop of that.
Please do and send it to me immediately.
Underappreciated Bradley Cooper film, Invincible.
Limitless.
Limitless.
Never saw it.
Great job.
Don't you
by
want
him.
That pill at the start?
I want the pill right now. I will take the negatives that come along with it.
Yeah. Oh,
at
for
the
sure.
And I won't. Have you seen it, Cor?
Have not.
The end of it is really fantastic. Good. No spoilers. I love the way the film ends.
I did. It's a great.
It's a great film. I love Bradley Cooper. He's not my favorite.
But what's better when he looks at a book and he's already done with? Like that's the coolest thing.
That would be the best ever.
Oh,
the best.
Like Chris
ever.
Cluey, right? Speed reading. All I know is this: between Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. 100% I would sleep with one of them.
You know what? Yeah. Just 100%. Flip a coin. I'll go either direction. Whichever one they want.
We're all fluid.
You know, yeah, that's right. You know, I'll try anything. I'm only gonna live one time.
Right? No joke. I'm not just making this up. Yesterday, I'm pulling my my trash cans.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's what you call it?
I'm pulling my trash cans back.
The old trash cans.
The old TC.
It's privacy.
Oh, it looks like it's recycling
day.
Because it's fat and
stocky. That's really gross.
Because it's just like a tank of a crank.
What? What does a tank have to do with anything?
Like it's big but little.
It's big.
Yeah, he's talking about it.
But little.
It's thick.
It's like a soup can.
Like a petri dish.
I don't know. That's a small wiener.
Like a sausage.
Well, for God's sakes. How about I was taking literal trash cans back up my driveway.
Oh, got it.
And two kids on their bikes were biking through the neighborhood. I bet you they were, I'm going to say 10.
Okay.
And that factors in. One of the kids, both boys, by the way, cruising on their little BMX bikes, and one of the boys, the other one was silent, singing Alejandro. And I'm not kidding.
No way.
Holy smokes.
No
way. 100%. He was like, Nunca, my name, Alejandro. And I'm like, am I awake?
Is this Truman Show?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. Maybe, going back to yesterday, maybe that was, am I getting punked here? Like, because these kids were definitely actors in my film.
Yeah, right. Right.
I'm like, what is that kid doing singing?
Because this song is 10 years old, right?
Maybe. It's got to be close to 10 years old. Yeah, probably. Something like that. 09, 10, 11.
She was so good in that Amityville Horror Show, whatever it was.
American Horror Story?
Yeah, that show.
Hotel?
Yeah, she was such a good actress. Wait till you see
2009, yeah.
Wait till you see the look on her face when she turns around and looks at him. Oh. I'll tell you, my heart melts.
No.
My heart literally melts out of my chest.
Yeah, we have the old new TV or whatever. You can pull up YouTube. We watched that at dinner last night.
Yeah.
That trailer.
How much do your mom and dad want to see
it?
Yeah, right?
They're already upset.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know. It's my favorite movie of all time, but I've only seen the trailer. It's
that,
over.
That's such a great take. I love
it's
that
true.
Take.
Well, damn it, because
I love it.
I was hoping it was a musical.
Why?
Because the World Series of Poker main event's in a month. And we got to find a way to bet on you watching 2 hours of the World Series main event final table versus me watching 2 hours of something else. And I thought this was going to be the perfect opportunity, but it sounds like it's too close to my wheelhouse.
I got a good one. Have you seen Guys and Dolls?
What?
Oh, my God.
That's old school, right?
That's so good. Probably the best musical
Guys
ever.
Guys and Dolls.
I don't think I've
seen
it.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra star role in it.
Really?
Yeah, it's sick.
I don't think
you would
I've
love
seen
it.
I probably would.
It's so good. Maybe I put a bet on that.
I don't think I'm willing to.
No. Guys and Dolls.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about real dolls, right? Like
No, that's a different film that you've seen.
I've seen that documentary. It was Real Sex 27 on HBO.
Yeah, hockey's never seen the end of it.
Can you beat this? No, you can't. Frank Sinatra's all time. For all the Drake I love Frank.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
I can taste martini on my breath when I hear this song.
You can't beat that taste. Can't beat that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this window open?
Ah! Right.
Oh, my God.
I've never gotten into Frank Sinatra. I don't know. I just can't. I don't.
No. He's good.
Yeah,
he's
good. But. Wow.
Like, his album, like, if his best of albums on my Mount Rushmore of albums.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Tommy, I know you from time to time now will keep track of the Power Trip Morning Show and then report back of your favorite things of the week or things that you've been thinking about.
I wrote a couple down.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'd like to do that now because I'd like to ask you about something that we discussed yesterday on this very show.
Sure.
But go ahead, you go first.
Well, you guys were saying Ciara or Sierra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's Sierra, and she has some clippers. Like, big time. From my middle school era, mm-hmm. 1-2 Step or My Goodies. Oh, see if those are in the system. This looks good.
Is she talking about some brownies she made?
Yeah, some baked goods.
Yeah. Like,
I know Dob likes Petey Pobley.
Of course he does. Yeah.
Let's just say before she married Russell, she probably had to be reborn.
Yeah.
Start over.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then
wipe the slate clean, if you will.
I wrote one other thing down. Oh, the Grandpa Vernie car crash from yesterday?
Yeah.
About 2-3 months ago, I got clipped by a semi.
Rosie.
What?
On 94.
Rosie.
Spun out twice and went into the wall.
Terrifying, right?
Oh, my God.
Terrifying. Going 70?
Do you think you were dead? I mean, honestly, do you have time to even think, is this it?
I'm not kidding.
You don't have time?
Things kind of slowed down for a second, and I grabbed the wheel as hard as I could and just flexed.
Yeah.
And I hit the wall twice, but you laugh, and I was, I hit the wall, and you just, I'm sitting the other way looking at all the cars coming at me. And I'm like, oh man, I was just in a big time crash.
That could have been it.
That could have been. And then the semi gets out of the car and he gets out of the guy and
100% his fault. Like he clipped you.
Yeah, it's not.
So he was changing lanes.
He was merging into me.
Didn't see
and
you.
It was nine. I was on 94 and I couldn't move the other way or else clip all these other cars.
Mm.
So I braced it and they fished and I fishtailed it and spun twice and hit the wall bad. And
did you die?
No, I couldn't open the car door. Couldn't open the car door.
Mm.
And so they wedged it open. I get out. I was like kind of punch drunk laughing. And then we went over to this crash site, took the names down, did all that stuff. And then I drove the car, barely made it to Hennepers or wherever you get the quote. And then got in the same car and kept working all day.
Yeah.
And I was...
look at you with your big boy job.
Severely out of it. Probably got a concussion from it or something.
No kidding.
Yeah, but hey.
Lawsuit. I know a guy.
Good news at the end of the day. Yeah, now it's all settled. Got a new car out of the deal.
Awesome.
Worked out pretty good.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Good to hear. Then last but not least, yesterday we were discussing Plizanet Earth, which is hilarious. It's on KFAN.com if you want to clickbait it. It's Snoop Dogg narrating a bunch of animal videos. It's hilarious.
I know.
Especially when that's, Seal bangs a penguin.
Yeah, oh, that's the best.
It's the best thing ever.
Yeah. Not for the penguin, by the way.
Tommy, you have ears that work, correct? After your car crashed, do your ears still work?
all good.
I want you to imagine the greatest Drake song you've ever heard.
Yep.
Got it?
Got it.
Here's Snoop.
The G's, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, not back to the G's. This is for the G's, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, not back to the G's.
Freeze. At ease. Now let me drop some more of them kids. It's 199 Trey, so let me just play. It's Snoop Dogg, I'm on the mic, I'm back with Dr. Dre. But this time, I'ma hit your ass with a touch to leave motherfuckers in the days f***ed up. So sit back, relax, new jacks get smacked. It's Snoop Doggy Dogg, I'm at the top of the stack. I don't blank for a second, and I'm still checking. The dopest motherfucker that you're hearing on the record is me. You see, S-N-O-O-P, D-O-double-G-Y, the D-O-double-G.
That destroys anything Drake has ever done.
Yeah, well, that's very good. I can't even argue.
That's very, very, very good. That really
we
is
would
great.
Say case closed.
Do you know what's that song where it goes, Snoop Doggy?
Yeah, it's What's My Name. That was his first big hit.
That song wails.
I think that's my favorite Snoop Dogg song.
Oh, yeah. That song wails.
So good.
Yeah, I love your weekly recaps.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Trying to add more, but yeah, it's going good. Did you hear him on that other guy's station, Stern?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Hawk did. I haven't listened to it yet.
It's a great interview.
And then he, can sing. He picks it up and he sings along.
It's the best. And he's so smart. He's so smart.
Now he's a game show host and stuff.
He's got it figured out, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how you live. I don't know how you live the life he lived and come out on the end the way he did, but I love it. And man, I tell you, watch that video on Powertrip at KFAN.com.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Of him and when the fox goes up and gets, oh, they got their babies.
Yeah.
Or the snake's one,
or the very
one is the best. Yeah. I know.
Or the very, very, very end.
Man, what's he doing?
Yeah, Seal.
The otters chasing the alligator away.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. But yeah, them boys. Get up on out of here.
It's the best.
Yeah. What really matters is next. Scores and stats around the world of sports, including Game 3 of the NBA Finals right after this.
And Lexus of Maplewood and Lexus of Wayzata brought us Mark Parrish yesterday, and we'll do so again tomorrow. Thank you, guys. So I made Corey come over and watch the trailer for A Star Is Born.
Did he cry?
No, I did again.
No, I did. That's a robot.
I did.
I can't help it. I love it.
It's none of my business, that looks good. I would see that.
Yeah.
I would not have to lose a bet to see that.
Good. This is
Jason.
So we
have to come up with something else then.
Yeah, for sure.
Has Bradley Cooper directed anything else?
My Dreams.
No, he might have directed the Chris Kyle movie.
Let me go to
Did he?
No, American Sniper. That was Eastwood. Because that was that
You're
was
right. Sorry. That's right. Yep, that's done.
Wasn't that a Initials Clue?
Probably.
Yeah.
By the way, this guy is a guy named Jason Isbell. People who like country music know who this guy is. He's fantastic. Apparently, he wrote a lot of the music, including that song that Bradley Cooper singing at the beginning of the movie there in Sweden.
This guy?
Yeah, so I'm hoping that this guy, who's great and has been not exactly rich and famous his whole career, gets a little richer because of this movie. I bet he will.
That'd be great.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So. This is his directorial debut.
Oh, it is? Okay, sorry. Wow, that's cool. Good for him.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Of course.
For the second consecutive match, Tommy Olsen is the champion of the IMDb Challenge. He wins.
For him. It's almost like it's real.
Unofficially 63% to 37%. Yeah. Tommy, you are 2-0 against Meat Sauce.
A little off today.
Well,
I thought you finished with the walk-off shot. That may have been the difference.
That helped.
Yeah, you won in overtime. You
just
know
go
what I mean?
With it, right? Just go with it.
That was very good.
Yeah.
There are no winners and losers in this, but there are plenty of winners and losers in life. This is what really matters.
I love this.
Yep. Here we go. I read stats and scores and sports stories and stuff.
Don't stop me now.
And then Chris will tell you something else.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys? By the way, we haven't talked about this, but have you guys noticed that I'm playing all these, these rock songs and stuff with no vocals? It's the actual tracks most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like me doing that stuff under our talking?
Yeah, I
love
it.
It feels like it keeps us moving and energized. But if I'm wrong, you let me know.
It brings the juice.
Okay, good. Okay, cool.
Hawk, do you have the bank robbery bit story?
From yesterday?
I think it's from today. Yeah, I don't know when it happened. But never mind, as you were.
Okay, I don't know if I do or not.
The Golden State Warriors won Game 3 of the NBA Finals 110-102 over the Cleveland Cavaliers. Chris Aki lost $50 to Meat Sauce.
I sure did.
Chris took the Cavs plus 5.5.
Who cares, right, Hogsley?
Yeah, I don't really care. But
let's bet on the hockey game.
I don't have to.
I think
One of the most frustrating things about sports bets, right? The game's over. It's 110-102. It's 100% at this point that the Warriors are going to win. But it's an 8-point deficit. So if in the final five, six seconds of the game, Cavs have the ball, if they jack up a meaningless three, Chris, and drill it, they lose by five.
I know.
And then you win, right?
Right.
The dumbass Cavs drove in for like a mid-range jumper and shot a two and missed it anyway, but shot a two. What's the difference? So even if they make it, they still lose by six.
It's just ridiculous. And I can't tell you how aggravating it is to go to bed thinking, I just won $50 and I look like a brilliant genius.
Yeah.
And then wake up and find out that they pooped down their leg.
They did.
That's what they did.
Exactly. That's what they did,
In that first quarter, I thought, he won. Because they looked great. They played well.
Big time first 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, Love looked good.
The rest of the first quarter was all Warriors, but the first 5 minutes was all Cavs. They built a 12-point lead quickly.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah. You watched it, right, Hawk?
I watched every second of it. I couldn't stop thinking about it after it was over. I couldn't wait for next season to start.
What really matters is
this. Was that the end of the season?
Almost. Essentially, yes. Yeah, technically, tomorrow will be.
Yeah.
Fine.
Your turn.
My turn? Fine. A woman tried to rob a Forest Dale, Alabama bank. And I'll say this to her. It's too bad for her that I wasn't the teller.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
Why? She's attractive?
No.
Well, he doesn't know that, do you?
You're right.
She might be sad.
You're right. My apologies to this lady. I know you're a bank robber, but I just assumed you weren't attractive. And my apologies.
You would.
It doesn't matter whether you're attractive or not. If you had handed me this note, you'd have had more money in your pocket than you do right now, and you probably wouldn't be in jail. Yeah. I might be. The woman who entered the bank handed the manager a note demanding money. The note demanded $6,000 from the vault.
That's it? $6K?
But... Yes.
The note read that if the manager complied, he would be rewarded with a oral sexual favor.
Which one?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. Sorry.
Are there more than one?
You can put your mouth on a lot of parts.
It was too far. I apologize. It's 6:49.
Wait a minute. Have I been missing something?
Chris, there's 8 different options.
Yeah, there's a lot.
You've only done the one?
And that was 20 years ago.
Hello, darkness, my old friends.
Anyway, if he refused, she said she would claim he had sexually assaulted her.
Mm.
Now, deputies arrived on the scene quickly.
Well, solid plan.
Yeah, I know, right. Yeah.
You really thought this one through.
And found her inside the bank. Leave. She was taken into custody. I can't believe this didn't work. Honestly.
Here you go.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
If that had been hockey, he would have said, here's what we're going to do here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to my ATM. I'm going to gladly give you cash. Right. Take that note, burn it, and come back here every week.
That's right. I would have
actually, number if you need money.
I would have said, I'm going to write you a check, but don't cash it till next Tuesday.
Back to your original point.
Yeah.
This is how you know she wasn't attractive.
Well,
I didn't want to. You're right, but.
If Carrie Russell walks into the bank, I lose my house.
Yeah, right.
She gets everything in the vault, right?
Right.
One of my kids is on the black market because I need to come up with a lot of cash quickly.
Yeah.
This gal probably looked like Grimace.
It doesn't surprise me that the deputies were on the scene quickly either. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Wait. No, I got this one.
I'll investigate.
Yeah, I got it.
You're going to jail, miss. Unless, you know what? Never mind. You're going to jail.
You know what? Though I will give her credit. At least she didn't do anything too aggressive. She didn't try to blow the vault. You know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Says at the top.
Paul? No. Yeah. It sounds like you have a joke. We'd like to hear it.
It says on the top of the story that the cops came quickly.
Well, they did. I mean, that's sort of what I said. She, you know what? She might be a good person, but as a robber, she sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, am I right? Anything else over there?
No.
I can't think of any more either, so I'm glad you're out. Yeah. Whew. Your turn.
A 36-year-old named Bridget DePriest.
Oh, man, she sounds great.
Which is not a nickname.
Oh.
Okay.
Was arrested by Kansas City police after she set several fires on the Kauffman Stadium grass. She was caught.
Kauffman Stadium?
Yeah, in Kansas City.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So many weird angles to the story. The Royals are not in town, so the stadium was mostly empty. She told security after she was caught that she entered through the gate at 8 a.m. Tuesday. She was arrested 4:30 a.m. Wednesday. She spent almost a full 24 hours in the park, in the stadium, including dumping a bunch of garbage in the outfield, setting multiple fires in the outfield, and according to the police report, quote, swimming in the fountain.
This sounds like an Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound like something they would do?
Hawk?
Yeah. I can't see that far. All I there can see is that she looks like Cousin Fester.
Uncle Fester.
Cousin.
No, cousin. Not the uncle. She doesn't quite look like another, him. Looks like
another
the cousin.
Cousin Fester.
Yeah, different Fester. Yeah.
Hey, Uncle Fester's somebody's cousin.
Yeah, that's a good point.
This chick was 100% on
is
math,
she
right?
Glasses?
No, but no. She looks like the evil genius lady's sister.
She does.
Actually, she looks like
she's not sober.
Steve Carell in the cartoon. What's that?
Oh.
Gru?
Despicable.
From Despicable Me?
Yeah, she looks like Gru.
Gru.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of Gru... never mind.
Yeah. Yours did with the last story.
Bridget DePriest.
Oh, boy.
Nice name.
You think she got free hot dogs? She must have.
She was looking for it.
Yeah.
Well, is there no one there?
Right. You think there'd be a couple people roaming around?
Right.
Here's Bridget DePriest as she walks into Kauffman Stadium.
Great song.
How badly, and I guess even now, kinda. But as a kid, how badly did you want to like sneak into a Walmart or Target and stay there and hide until they turned the lights off and everybody went home?
Yeah, live in a tent.
Yeah, and that's like the dream, right?
Yeah.
Just eat everything
and just do whatever you want.
Saved by the Bell episode.
Yeah, does it really?
Yeah.
How in the hell did I miss a Saved by the Bell?
Is it Beach Boys?
I think it's U2.
Oh, yeah, U2. Yeah.
Really? And they were in a department store or something?
Like a sports.
They wanted
store.
To be first in the. They wanted to be first in line, so they. I think they hide out in the sporting goods store in the tents.
Tents. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, but
it doesn't work out.
Dates the hell out of anybody because now you just go online. It's weird to watch because you're like, how old is this show? People wait in line at malls?
I didn't.
I have, yeah. Oh, yeah. I slept in my car in a
for
rainbow
what?
Parking
a jewel.
Lot for Dave Matthews tickets.
Yeah. Actually?
Yeah. First one in line, and then I got up and they said, we're doing a lottery. And I won first.
Really?
True story, yeah.
Wow.
Nice. Made it worth it.
Great yeah. story, Marlon.
It wasn't great.
How do you say this dude's name, honestly? Hercules Mata'afa?
That's right. Mata'afa. Mata'afa.
Mata'afa. So yeah. Vikings rookie Hercules Mata'afa has got carted off the field yesterday.
Nice, Corey.
Because he tore his ACL and he's done for the year.
That was Lieber's guy, right?
Yeah. Well, he said he really liked him. Yeah, said he was. I think he said he did a Washington State game or two and that Hercules was all over the field.
That's too bad. That's
undrafted free agent from Washington State, done for the year, injured during a kickoff drill.
And the Vikings, I think, loved him as well. I think they liked a lot what they saw so far, but it's a bunch of guys in shorts, but still.
Yeah. It's what now?
It's guys in shorts at Vikings practice.
Was Vikings.com at practice yesterday to cover it?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Doing some research on sports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sports research.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They wore super short shorts because of the weather.
Cut off tees.
Yeah, cut off. A lot of them in no shirts. Hey, just
these
scrambled
two computers.
You just,
unbelievable.
You just ruined the internet.
He felt sorry for me.
Oh, well. Oh, man. Wabi's not even covering him this week. He's in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Brent Musburger in PA.
By the way, they were holding $500 chips up in their pictures. You notice that?
Right.
I didn't know those existed, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, by the way, also, come on, dude. We all could buy a $500 chip.
Yeah.
Show me what you've won. Look what we're playing with. Yeah, that might be your whole bankroll, you fraud.
How many times do you think one of them has said, sir, will you please back up?
Yeah, Wabi's not playing $500 chips.
Maybe
I promise
he is.
You
maybe
that.
He won big.
Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Look at Tommy. He's about to... Oh, be careful over there, Corey. Because Tommy will put you on the ground on your back.
And
kiss you.
Oh, no, not that.
How badass is this, Tommy? Be honest.
Is this where they say stand up and shout? Is
yeah.
This song?
Right now. Ready, go.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand up and shout!
I couldn't think of a better way to start like a concert for like a band.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Get them in the mood.
Yeah, yeah. And then the lights go out right after this song.
Oh, yeah.
And then you run on stage with your thing out. I don't know about that last
you guys
part.
Got
sorry.
A weird concert.
I think that works.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I'm sorry about that.
Stand up!
Hey, when we do Fan 5, I want to circle back to a story we referenced earlier, but really didn't have a chance because it was during the IMDb challenge to really focus in on. Can we lead with this? Let's lead with this.
Okay, cool.
Fan 5 is brought to you by our friends at...
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
CarX, here we go. Sauce, you haven't won at initials since March 30th, right? It is June 7th. Tomorrow is going to be June 8th.
Almost June 30th. Yeah, but I own the green jacket.
You do own the green jacket.
Not long.
You have the record, tied for the record for most points ever in a game with 9.
Yeah.
You have the most points ever with 700 and something.
Mm-hmm.
You have the most wins ever with 69.
Yeah.
but just 3 wins back is AJ Mansoor.
Sure.
About, what, Chris, a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
When you had a 7-8-9 win lead, I forget the exact number, but something like that.
Yeah, the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days.
You said, and I quote, he will never pass me.
Yeah.
And then when we said, well, what if he does? You said?
I'll quit.
You said, I'll quit my job, I'll quit my career, I will quit KFAN if AJ ever passes me.
Correct.
At initials. Well, a radio producer in Buffalo named Ryan Gates works for WGR 550.
No.
It's AM, so it sounds like this. Like,
oh, radio producer Ryan Gage, WTF.
Ryan who?
I love AM radio. I used to love it.
Yeah.
Used to is the key word.
Correct.
It sucks camel ass now. I mean, it's awful.
Jeez. Oh, camels have...
Camels have butts?
I didn't say that was derogatory. It's just, I think it is, but if you like camel ass, go for it.
Okay,
point
thank
is,
you.
Radio producer Ryan Gates said before the NFL draft that if the Bills drafted Josh Allen, which they did, with Baker Mayfield or Josh Rosen still on the board, he would quit. Now, Baker Mayfield went first, so he's safe. But when the Bills drafted, what, seventh, right? I think it was seventh.
Seventh.
Yeah.
No.
Josh Rosen was still on the board. He went, I believe, 10th to Arizona. So, Ryan Gates, radio producer, I don't think he's like the Barrero of...
Barrero!
But Ryan Gates said, son of a bitch. And now, even though it's June and the draft's, what, 2 months ago almost, a month and a half ago, he announced this week he is sticking to his word. He is leaving...
WGF 550 in Buffalo, New York.
What? He's quitting.
What an idiot. Don't do that.
What a moron.
Don't yeah. Nobody expects you to really do that.
Right. He is legitimately a sports radio Twitter person where he thinks that people keep track and care so much about predictions when the truth is, and this goes for anything that you can make money on, whether it's sports gambling, stock market, hindsight's 20/20. If somebody was right all the time, they'd be a billionaire betting on it.
Mm-hmm.
He's quitting.
Maybe he's going to like do a thing where he quits for a day and then they'll hire him back.
Yeah, maybe
like
it's
that.
A good bit.
Yeah. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Paul?
Yeah.
Ryan Gates from...
Yeah. I'm way more important than Ryan Gates.
You don't know what Ryan Gates does in Buffalo. What if he is the Dan Barrero of WGR 550?
On AM?
What if he is?
How would Dan Barrero sound on AM? I don't even know.
This is your Ryan Gates is a douchebag leader.
Wow. You call from a walkie-talkie?
That sounds like a great show. I'd listen to that.
Yeah, I would.
The point is despite his stupidity in his career... This is a man of his word.
Yeah, that's true.
He's taking it so literally, he's willing to give up his entire red-hot radio career in Buffalo, New York.
What's the station?
WGR, 550, Buffalo.
God, that sounds like my youth. I can't believe how much that sounds like AM radio.
Yeah.
It really does.
Paul.
Yeah.
If AJ ever passes you, will you be a man of your word or will you skip out?
100%. I will quit.
Don't do that.
Permanently.
I will
in
quit.
In bit mode, where I'll take 5 days of vacation and...
No, I'll quit.
You'll quit.
Yeah.
Wow. Hang on. For which reason, though? Because you're a man of your word? Or because you don't want to... Or because you don't want to show your face being second place?
Both.
So you'll quit.
100% I'll quit, yeah.
And you will not come back.
You'll never see me back in this building.
Don't say that. Just stop. Why are you being a weirdo? Don't be a weirdo.
Born a weirdo.
I know. Don't be this kind of weirdo. Be a fun kind of weirdo. The kind that, you know, tickles me.
I don't know. You're no Ryan Gates. He's a man of his word.
What station's he on?
WTR, 550 in Buffalo, New York.
By the way, I should make fun of him, though, because even though nobody listens to the station, their podcast numbers crush.
Is that right?
Is they really?
Crush.
I'm on the website. Kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Their podcasts.
Really?
In the millions.
Wow.
Ratings are almost
by the way,
to zero.
You keep talking about that crap, but I looked at our podcast numbers yesterday. They're enormous. Why do you keep saying that? I don't understand.
Yeah, why do you say that?
They're like the biggest in the country. I don't understand what you're talking about. Why do you keep saying that? Am I missing out on a joke?
Yeah, what's happening?
Let's first, you told me there's different kinds of oral, and now you're telling me this. what the hell's going on?
Of who?
Oral Hershiser,
yeah,
former Dodgers pitcher.
Yeah,
you took some oral money,
yeah,
didn't you?
I did. I want some money off of his wife.
Good for you.
Wood hockey?
Oh, for sure. She was very lovely.
She gave you oral money?
She did.
Is that money? Did you win it?
Well, I won some oral money.
Was she any good? Wait, Mace, why did I ask that stupid question? You beat her. She must be horrible.
Yeah. Does she know she was playing?
Yeah. Did she know it was a poker table?
I think she thought I was homeless.
Well, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I just heard a giggle.
She's very lovely.
Hi, AJ.
She was very lovely. But I shouldn't just assume that she doesn't have a career or didn't have a career.
Right.
Right, maybe she did. Maybe she did. I didn't win Oral Hershiser money. Maybe I actually won her money.
That's right.
Huh. Maybe.
There you go. Right. Good thinking, man.
Despite what Mark Rosen thinks, women can have careers and thoughts and brains.
Sure, man.
Obviously, Rosen doesn't have his own money.
Oh, my goodness.
It's true, though.
Oh, my
gosh. Like a dollar an hour.
The Golden State Warriors are on the verge of yet another NBA championship.
You sure you don't want $50?
Yeah, I'm going to take 50 with one win to go.
99 might buy him out.
Let me buy you out of 50 bucks right now.
I will let you both out for $99.
Right. 50?
Who else is in it? Oh, the
Tommy.
The season
long.
Yeah.
Me and T.O. I'll give you 50 bucks right now and a kiss on the mouth.
No.
Oh, I will. I'll take that.
I'm a nice guy. I'll let you out for 99. If you want to give me 99 and save yourself a buck and not have that 1 in 100 chance that they come back and win the next four, then fine. Otherwise,
Corey, it may be because I'm old, it may be because I'm dumb, it may be because I'm rich. If I dropped a dollar on the floor, I wouldn't reach down and pick it up.
No, it depends on the situation you were in.
Yeah.
If I threw a dollar on the floor, you'd bend over and grab it.
That's you know who definitely would pick up a dollar if it fell on the floor?
Who?
Ryan Gates from WTF.
Oh, he needs it now.
100% he does.
Yeah.
Is this the National Treasure music?
It sounds like it.
Are you on drugs?
It sounds like it.
Dude, he's right. This does sound like it. It's not. It's NFL Films.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh. You want to hear it?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Chris. Oh, is that me? I thought you were going to do it. Yeah. I'm sorry. We're going to take
the imprint.
National Basin.
Hold on, I'll try it again. Sorry. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. I'm going to steal the independence.
The independence.
We're going to steal the independence.
What's his worst impression? His Wiseau or his Nick Cage?
I don't know why you don't think my Wiseau's good.
I love your Wiseau.
Well, thank you. I don't know if you're joking or not.
No,
I can't tell.
I literally love your Wiseau. I think it's genius.
I thank you. I
anyway, Mark.
What's his worst impression? I would say his Guy Fieri.
Oh. I'll take that. That's a good one.
That's a good line.
That's funny.
It's more of a visual joke.
No, it's okay. People see me.
That's true. You are out and about.
I'm out and about. I'm on the Twitter.
You're handsome.
People have never seen me. I hide in my basement. Did you see that story yesterday? There was a list of like 10 things that have become cool now that weren't cool in the past. And one of them was staying indoors. And I'm like, yeah, I told you I was cool. Nobody believed me in middle school or high school or college or as an adult.
Corey, it looks like you have been outside, though. You got a little tan.
Thank you, yes.
What the kids? Keeps the lights
like,
low.
It's like going to the pool once
somebody
in a while.
Turned the lights on yesterday.
You go to
the
pool because somebody's working at your house?
Yeah, once in a while. I'll take the kiddos out.
Your wife stays home?
Yeah, just to show Randy from drillitpounditscrewit.com like what needs to be done around the house. And it's great because like the kids are like, can we go to the pool for an hour? And Angie's like, why don't you make it two?
Oh, wow.
Kids need the exercise, right? It's summer.
Randy's truck pulls up.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's weird timing. Like he's circling the neighborhood?
Well, I think he gets a lot of referrals because my wife raves about him to all the neighbor ladies. So I think he goes around the neighborhood seeing other potential jobs. I don't know if he drops off flyers or what he does, but I think it's just viral marketing.
What's his website?
DrillItPounditScrewIt.com. Best handy. I know it's free advertising and iHeart hates that I do this.
Yeah.
But I don't get paid to promote him. I just think that the guy does amazing work.
That's nice of you.
He didn't build my house. My house was built like 2 years ago. But
yeah, it's brand new, but he's always...
Yeah, it's honestly, it's according to my wife, it's been falling apart.
Yeah.
So I'm actually kind of mad at the builder, but he's fixed essentially everything.
I think, right?
She claims the piping is incredible.
Oh.
Now that it's been fixed, I think.
Yeah.
Where was I?
Talking about hot-ass Randy.
National Treasure.
Oh, yeah, National Treasure.
Yeah. Eddie's like top five favorite movies ever.
Yeah, keep that to himself.
Yeah, that's probably true. Great guy.
Great guy.
He is. Who is?
Eddie. He's a great guy.
Eddie Olsen?
You should see where Eddie and Kit Kat walk on the beach together. Those two.
Who's Kit Kat?
That's Mikey. We got him in
Kitty Kat.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, we got him in
Seymour and Wedding Crashers.
Wait a minute.
Kit Kat?
Kit Kat.
We got because you can share him with your friends?
Hold on. I need to find this out. So what's his name?
His name's Mikey.
And Mikey is now known as?
Kit Kat.
Why?
Because?
Because we were walking home from the bar and we stopped into a quick trip.
How many of you?
Mikey, Eddie, and I.
So three of you.
Three of us.
I like Kit Kats unless I'm with four or more people.
That's less.
Yeah.
Right. And he grabbed a fast break and a Twizzlers.
Oh, fast breaks.
Fast breaks rock.
Yeah, they will.
And he did not grab a Kit Kat.
He did not have a Kit Kat.
So far, I don't know where this is going.
Right. Weird. No, but he mauls the fast break.
Crushed
it. Mauled it. Gone. Mm-hmm. But then he has the Twizzler pack of five. Yeah. You know how they line them up in a pack?
Duh.
And he takes them and he eats it as one bite.
So didn't peel the individual Twizzlers, just ate the group.
Correct. Oh. Ate the group, I go.
Okay. That is
I go, and then
insanity.
Right. It bothered me. I watched him do it.
That's like weirdos that don't peel string cheese.
Correct. And I go.
Right. That's weird. Stop it. Peel it.
And I go to Mike. Yeah, I go, do you really do that? Like, even with Kit Kats? And then Eddie goes, oh, Kit Kat. And then ever since then. That's all.
A star is born.
Yeah. Right. The Kit Kat cat never has a name. Kit Kat imprinted into the chocolate. That robs you of chocolate. That's a clever chocolate saving technique. I go down to the factory. You owe me some letters.
Classic Kit Kat joke.
Yeah. Yeah. That was Florida.
DeAndre Ayton. Is the star from Arizona. He worked out for the Phoenix Suns. He's probably going to be the number one pick. He thinks he's going to be the number one pick. He said, quote, I know I'm going number one. He goes on to say, nobody told me. That's just me. I think I deserve that. I've worked hard. By the way, the Suns have missed the playoffs 8 straight years. What are they, the Wolves?
Right.
DeAndre Ayton planned to get together with Devin Booker and other Suns players to watch the finals last night. He has not been drafted by Phoenix yet. So this is...
Is that tampering?
Well, just hanging out watching the game. It's the draft's version of just the tip.
I know you don't watch college basketball like you used to. Is he any good?
Who is this?
Incredibly
kid?
Good.
Is he really?
Where is he? Where's he from?
Arizona.
He's huge. He's
7'1", 250.
Yeah, just like man's body in a college kid.
You got crazy. Corey interested.
He kind of disappeared a little bit towards the end of the season. Yeah, his attention had already shifted away from college basketball. He was up for the Naismith, best player in the country award.
He's got big cat syndrome, though, where the people like Ben Lieber that think the cats of the world are a little bit expendable because you win by hitting threes.
Oh, really?
And DeAndre Ayton would have been a giant deal 20 years ago.
In the 90s, yeah.
Will he work in today's NBA? I don't know.
So Phoenix already has the first picks for next year?
They do have the first pick. They won the lottery.
And he's from Arizona?
It's 2 weeks from today.
And he went to high school for like a year or two or three, I think, in Arizona because he's from like the Bahamas or something.
I forget. Yeah. He must party.
He's basically Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
Version 2.0. Wasn't Duncan from the Virgin Islands?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Sauce, weren't you a virgin until you were 27?
29.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan with a Mike Zimmer press conference, an exclusive we had a couple days ago at OTAs. We'll play it back after this on The Fan.
Hey, listen to 90 Noon this week to win a pair of tickets to the Taste of the Minnesota Vikings at US Bank Stadium Tuesday, June 12th. Where you can rub shoulders with your favorite Vikings players, legends, and coaches, as well as enjoy food and drinks from the finest Twin Cities restaurants. Proceeds help us kick childhood hunger and benefit the Vikings Children's Foundation, Minnesota Vikings Foundation, excuse me, or Vikings.com.
Ooh, when you wake up in the morning with your head on fire and your eyes too bloody to see.
A little William Joel for you this morning on the Power Trip Morning Show, Thursday, June 7th. Tommy, one more segment out of you, right?
One more segment out of me.
We'll do Vikings news next. Mark Rosen will join you at 8 o'clock.
What's the other banger he has? Old Billy Joel.
William Joel?
It's going to have. He's got 30 or 40.
He's got slightly more than one other banger.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got probably 25?
Big hits, yeah.
Yeah.
No, he has one.
We Didn't Start the Fire.
He's got one.
Oh, We Didn't Start the Fire well.
Be real careful because.
Uptown Girl.
Howie will punch you right in the D. I mean, this may be the one you think is his big banger.
Okay. What? Oh, what is it?
Uptown Girl.
Nope.
River of Dreams.
No, it's about, it's like a sad song. People refer to it all the time. It's not sad, though.
It's a sad song, but it's not sad.
Oh, no, I don't know.
She can only the good die young.
That's the one, yep. Yeah, that's the one.
Is that what you were just mouthing at me over there, Howie? I couldn't read your lips, I'm sorry.
Play that one. Yeah, this one.
That's a great song.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
Yeah,
have you seen him, Hawk?
Turns out old BJ's got some bangers.
Excuse me? Oh.
Yeah, BJ's got bangers.
He does.
My brother's seen him a billion times.
Oh, yeah, isn't this your brother's
this
guy?
This is my brother's
yeah.
jam.
So you've heard all these songs, huh? Who do you guys think better, Elton or him?
Elton, that's not even close.
I go Billy Joel.
Hawk? I go Billy Joel, because Billy Joel wrote both. Wow. He wrote the lyrics and the music. I'm sorry, he did.
You guys are like way bigger Elton fan than me.
Oh, boy. That was like you telling me, you know, who's not real. Oh, that hurt, Hawk.
You know who is real, Tommy Olsen, is Mike Zimmer. He's the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, and OTAs are going on right now, and we will talk Vikings news in the next segment because Hercules, he got hurt, and he's out for the year. He tore his ACL.
Damn it.
We talked to Mike Zimmer before that news, though. Okay. So we didn't ask him about. At least I didn't.
I don't think I did. No, I can't remember.
I don't know how we would have because it was before it happened.
And now it's time for a power trip press conference.
Hey, Mike Zimmer, Corey Coe, Power 2 Morning Show. How you doing? Mike, a lot of controversy this week as the Miss America pageant announced it will eliminate the swimsuit competition and focus more on the talent portion. What do you feel women in these days, in these pageants, should be judged on?
Bodies.
Agree.
Yeah. Wow, okay. Well, apparently you agree with the public.
Coach, give me an adjective that you wouldn't use when describing hockey's sister.
Tighter.
Okay. Oh. Coach.
Hey,
we're here to report. Nobody report.
Hey, can you know what? This is not really a question, Coach. Chris Hockey Power Trip Morning Show, but I'm having a brain fart right now. Who sings that song that goes, Modern Day Warrior, mean Jay?
Rush.
Brilliant.
Thanks, dude.
Brilliant.
Appreciate that.
He should have just asked Tom West.
Yeah, good
Tom
point.
Would have known
Tom's
that.
Tom's a big fan, right?
Mike, I read that Elon Musk has invested in the mega church that you and Rick Spielman started.
He's bought into what we're trying to preach.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't know they started
a hell of an investor.
Wow.
Coach, ever since we got back from London, hockey's been complaining about an itchy rim. Should that be a concern to him?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a little concerned, but I'll give it another week.
It's almost been a year.
No, I'll give it another week.
Or 6 months.
Hey, I saw Coach Zimmer, Chris Hockey, Power Trip Morning Show. I saw you had AJ Munster escorted out of here this morning. I saw him pull down his pants. What did he say when he pulled down his pants on you earlier?
Look at this.
He said, what again? I'm sorry, what?
Look at this.
Look at this?
Oh,
wow.
God.
What? Gross.
What a dirty perv.
He's a dirty perv.
Sick.
He's drunk.
Mike Zimmer, Corey Cove, Power Trip Morning Show. Earlier today, just for fun, we had Meat Sauce draw what he thought lady parts looked like. And here's the picture that he drew. Your thoughts on the accuracy?
You know, he's still learning that spot.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Coach, I've been dealing with awful chronic constipation. I've been passing fewer than a couple bowel movements a week, and I feel that there's some blockage. Do you have any advice of how I can stop my chronic constipation?
Just cut it loose, not think so much.
Thank you.
You know, that's good advice. Just give her hell. Great point. Hey, Coach, I'm just astounded by this place, man. TCO's beautiful. Here's the thing that I think is unbelievable. That is an enormous community shower. It's like everybody goes in there at one time and takes a shower at once. What's your favorite part about that?
All those things.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in there when you.
Yeah. Great point.
He's great.
Mike, what's the weirdest sexual fetish any of your assistant coaches have ever admitted to?
You know, getting off on the snap count.
Wow. I mean, that's excitement.
Gross.
No, it's gross, but I understand.
Coach, Hockey earlier asked you a musical question, and when I think of musical geniuses, I think of you. What's your favorite Salt and Peppa song?
Push It.
Okay.
Damn it. Great question.
Yeah, thank you. I thought so.
Damn it. Hey, Coach Zimmer, Chris Hockey, Power Trip Morning Show. Do you know, and I don't know because I haven't talked to him, did PA and Wabi tie the knot in Vegas?
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they did too.
No. Or they're going to.
Mike, I have Chris Hockey's sister's weekly planner in my hand. I'd like to give it to you. Could you read what she has listed from 2 p.m. through 9 p.m. this Sunday?
Sit down on some guys.
Damn it! No. Note to self, don't let everybody else go first anymore.
Location, location, location.
Your turn now, Sauce. Sauce? Wow.
Yeah. Coach. Hockey deals with horrible sex. He has a long, long history of not being able to go the distance in bed. You've seen his sex tape. What would you say makes him so bad at sex?
Stop and start, the breaks and things like that.
Okay, thank you.
You know what? That's probably true. You're right, Coach. Hey, just because I can't remember what you said, I wasn't listening. I was watching AJ get arrested. what do salt and pepper do best?
Push it.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Make sure.
Mike, my neighbors are about to have their third kid. She's due to give birth here in a handful of weeks. Any advice to parents on those first few moments of a baby's life?
Just cut it loose.
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
I'm out. That's
all you had?
I had
Chris, any other questions for Coach Zimmer?
That haven't been covered?
Yes. Hey, Coach. It's hockey here. You always tell me to have an open mind about things. What should I do to make sure my mind stays open?
Sit down on some guys.
Oh, damn it. Modern day warrior.
Brilliant. You should play that song.
Hey, what's that song by Drowning Pool? It's like, let the whatever hit the floor. How does that go?
Bodies.
That's right. Yeah, that song does kick ass.
There you go. Good song, man. For that was a great point.
Hey, John Mayer thinks that, what are Wonderlands?
Bodies.
Got you. That's also applicable.
What are large lakes called of water?
I'm not even going to hit it. Like, legitimately, I'm not even going to hit the button. That was so bad.
I heard you have a problem with doing that. Ooh. So take that.
Oh, really? Well, Coach Zimmer said this about you.
You know, he's still learning that spot.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, he's right.
Look at this.
I have.
Look at this.
Yeah, quit saying that, you perv.
Look at this.
It was his birthday a couple days ago, and when he was asked about it at OTAs, he did not seem like he liked to be asked about it.
Yeah, well, it's because I think the person asking him didn't want
That's
to.
Probably it, right?
I think that might have been that, yeah.
Was it Chris Thomason the other day that called him Brian Robinson? Yeah.
Might have been.
Was that Chris?
Yep.
That's weird that a beat writer says Robinson.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
Let the what?
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies.
Bodies. Bodies.
Tommy, you're an American treasure.
Well, thank you for having me on.
You're a hell of an offensive lineman.
If you want to be amazed by an absolute truck fest in high school, clickbait, KFAN.com. You can watch Tommy Olsen just maul guys in the best possible way.
Never felt
that. You just demoralize.
That's your job. Your job is to demoralize.
AJ, thank you. Thank you guys for bringing it up. It really made my day.
You ever hurt somebody?
Broke a guy's leg.
You did break a guy's leg.
Mm-hmm. Like it snapped. He hurt it.
By simply pushing him backwards? What happened?
It got caught and like, we played and it was dirt. Well, not dirt, but pretty much by the end of the year and it got caught and then like somehow just, and he hurt it.
He still hates you. You know that, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, yep. That's fine.
That's Eddie, your brother.
It's Eddie. It's Kit Kat.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, guys.
Vikings news is next. We did lose a Vikings player for the year with a torn ACL. We'll tell you who it is. Tough break for Kirk Cousins.
What? That's not... What?
Hey, I'm going to suggest that you head over to the contest page at KFAN.com, because right now you could enter to win a four-pack of exclusive passes to see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom June 19th, AMC Southdale, before anybody else. KFAN.com, keyword contest to enter.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Power Trip Morning Show at 7:39. Well, Duran Duran for you this morning.
You guys like money?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All your thoughts.
I love money.
You have a bunch, right?
I have a ton, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Is that why you can afford to quit? Is because you have a bunch saved?
I said on Monday, I've gotten off the Chris Hockey plan, which is spending cash whenever and spanking it constantly, to the Corey Cove plan and not spending any money and never spanking it.
think that's the first time you've said that part. But anyway,
yeah, I don't remember that.
I have an investment opportunity I would like to pitch to the Power Trip Morning Show and Mark Rosen when he gets here.
Do you have cash
in the 8 o'clock hour? I have an investment opportunity for all of you.
Okay. Sweet.
Oh. I'd like to pitch it to you Shark Tank style in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Hawks?
What a tease.
Yeah.
It's a legitimate idea.
Hawks?
Really?
Well, Chris, Chris, you had an investment opportunity that you talked about at Chad Greenway's golf
event
passed on.
I passed on. I'm stupid, man.
And you're like kicking yourself because I couldn't stop raving about how good it was.
I know.
And you're like, yeah, I actually had an opportunity to invest in that and I didn't. I'm like, whoops.
Facebook?
No.
No, no.
He was not at Harvard 15 years ago.
X videos?
MySpace. No.
No.
Anyway, I will pitch that to you guys Shark Tank style in the 8 o'clock hour. But more importantly, it's 7:40, which means it's time for Vikings news.
Sorry.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown! It is. There's been a touchdown.
Presented by
Radco. And somebody call Radco and tell them they rock.
What movie was the Hercules? Hercules.
That was
Nutty Professor. Nutty Professor? Dr. Doolittle and Nutty Professor seem to blend together,
I
right?
I said Dr. Nutty.
And there was the...
you said Dr. Nutty?
I did, yes.
Yeah, you've seen that film.
Which one was he fat in? Was that Nutty Professor?
Nutty Professor.
That was Nutty Professor.
I didn't see it. Hercules. I never saw any of those films.
I haven't either.
Anyway, Hercules is done for the year.
Yeah.
He was an undrafted linebacker out of Washington State. Ben Lieber said a lot of nice things about Hercules. That was the guy out of the undrafted free agent class. And Lieber was like, this is the dude.
Yeah.
This guy can play. That didn't work out because he tore his ACL yesterday during a kick drill. Kickoff drill, and he's done for the year. So he will be dismissed.
That sucks.
That does suck.
Hey, sorry to hear that, man. That sucks. Hey,
Hercules.
Hey, AJ?
Yeah.
He mentioned yesterday, he being, or whenever he talked to the media, I forget. Zimmer, I mentioned Elflein's injury.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with Elflein?
He had ankle surgery after the season.
Yeah, right.
And he's dealing with some sort of shoulder injury as well.
Okay,
so
Mark.
It's I think it's a slower process than they thought and had hoped, but it doesn't sound like they're worried about it. He's just kind of working through it. So, I mean, but that being said, the closer that you get to the season, as you check off all 9 of these OTAs, 10, I think, being today, and then mini camp next week. You have a month off in training camp, and if you know, training camp is the benchmark. If people report to training camp and you show up and with your foot in a boot like Taylor Heinicke did, that's going to raise a lot of concerns. But I don't think that they're expecting that to be the case with Elflein.
Gotcha.
For now, it's Easton at center.
You got a lot of questions about Holton Hill, cornerback as well.
Yep.
And Zimmer did what Zimmer does when it comes to rookies in general, let alone undrafted ones. He's got size and speed. We'll see.
Yeah.
He did a lot of that garbage.
He's getting a lot of attention because he was the guy who, was it a marijuana incident at the combine?
Loves weed.
I think that dropped him out of the draft. I think he was supposed to be like a fourth or fifth round guy and then dropped out of the draft looking for an opportunity here in Minnesota.
Where did he go to college?
Tennessee.
What, did you go to weed college?
I don't think it was weed college. I think it was Tennessee.
I don't know.
I look like somebody that would smoke marijuana.
I don't know.
What was Holton Hill's 40 time? Do you remember?
Holton Hill went to Texas.
Texas,
you're right. I'm sorry.
Well, AJ, no problem there because
marijuana fixed the memory.
You know what? That's your problem, is the marijuana, AJ.
That's my problem.
I know.
AJ, what would you be more likely to try, getting drunk or getting high? You got to pick one. Gun to your head. You've never done either, but you got to do one. Which one would you do?
So,
Oh, man, he's on the fence here.
Well, I think I would lean towards getting drunk. However, it seems like more work.
It is more work, yes.
But maybe I'm wrong on this. It feels like there's fewer side effects as far as health ramifications go.
With weed?
With alcohol than there is with...
Ooh, I disagree.
Exact opposite.
Yeah,
really?
Alcohol's worse.
Weed doesn't affect your liver.
But one time?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you're putting smoke in your body.
Yeah, but that's not going to do much
Now you can do it any other way, though. You could eat it. Okay. Then that changes it.
But
if it was gummy bears or something.
You also can't overdose on marijuana. You could have alcohol poisoning and die.
Well, you can get close. I've been real.
If you're only going to do... one of those once, you go weed.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Edibles might be the game changer.
Yeah.
I think we convinced AJ to try edibles.
It sounds like it.
I don't know if that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
I think that's what just happened.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Hold on. Let me make it.
We have audio of you saying edibles might be the game changer.
Right. Right.
And I'm pretty sure, I've not read the entire Bible, but I think Jesus was like, let's get high.
Give me those gummies.
He said that?
I think so. I haven't read the whole thing. So tell me if I'm wrong.
It's in Corinthians.
It's Corinthians 4:20.
Right.
Yeah.
Pass.
Yeah.
Where the gummies.
Yeah.
Really? See, I got to read more of the Bible.
A lot of slang.
Receiver Laquan Treadwell has plenty of work with the Vikings' top three receiver set during OTAs this spring, and he heads into 2018. He says he's got a better staff of people around him to help him improve. Now, Age, yesterday, supposed there was another guy nipping at his heels too, right?
Yeah, so we've been hearing that Treadwell's been working in the slot, kind of a last-ditch effort. It hasn't worked out on the outside. Let's bring the inside and try some new things. The name that I brought up yesterday was Brandon Zylstra, a local guy from New London Spicer. Went to Augustana, but transferred and played most of his time at Concordia Moorhead, where he was in a running offense, so didn't get any attention into the draft. Ended up with the Edmonton Eskimos, and 2 years in, he was the league's leading receiver, up for the most valuable player award in that league that year. And for the first time, so it's not like he's been just wowing everybody through OTAs, but for the first time this week, stood out with some impressive catches in the red zone drills, and then some of the attributes where you look at the strong hands fighting for passes when they come his way with contention. We're kind of popping out this last Wednesday. So that's a guy that, we mentioned it yesterday. I mentioned it quickly in passing. Outside of Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, only 10 receptions on this roster from last season, and that's Laquan Treadwell. Jarius Wright is gone. I could see Zylstra kind of playing that Jarius Wright role where you're looking for a strong, surefire wide receiver, third down kind of a set. But this kid seems to have all the right pieces. It's just whether he can put them together. But he's working on that second team right now ahead of Jake Weinicke.
Hey, Rose.
Weinicke. The other guy that everyone was kind of paying attention to, the other local guy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like Jake Weinicke.
Yeah.
I'm hoping
you coached him.
Yeah. I did.
Maple Grove, right?
I literally taught him everything I know.
Well, what'd you teach him?
And about the first 2 hours. And then I was done in anything else. Oh. I told him basketball stunk and to leave that sport alone. I told him to always, always get a waffle instead of pancakes.
That's false.
What?
No.
Did you see IHOP's new slogan? I shouldn't say new.
Yeah, hockey has.
It makes sense to me.
I love it. And I don't know if it's new because I don't follow IHOP's marketing campaign, right?
What? Right.
But I'm watching the NBA Finals last night and they ran an ad. And they did two interesting things. Number one, apparently their slogan is simply pancakes, pancakes, pancakes.
Right.
Yeah.
Genius, right? Just keep saying it.
Simple.
Pancakes, pancakes, pancakes. But they got me intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
With you know how Stopwatch always yells at me for not doing good radio teases?
Yeah. He does that a lot.
I think he hates you.
Yeah, he doesn't like you.
Whatever
at all.
IHOP did last night got me very titillated.
Wow. I can see that.
So they had they had a blank screen. They had a blank screen that just said IHOP.
Right.
IHOP.
Right.
And then during the commercial pancakes, 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 the P in IHOP started rotating.
Yep.
And it ended up being a B when it was upside down. Mm-hmm. And then it was a date, like a week from now or something. I didn't even see the date, but it was basically something's happening.
Yep, something going on.
And I'm like, I start thinking, what starts with a B? Are they changing it to the International House of Bacon? Because then I'm going.
Right.
Yeah.
What starts with a B? Sauce. What starts with a B that you would like it to be the International House of?
Bread.
Oh, that's not where I thought you'd
go. That's also not where I thought you were going, but bread would be nice.
I already got yelled at for some of my... Oh, the International House of Bestiality.
Okay, now again, different place. What's that, Rosie? Balls? Okay, I mean, that does start with B.
Yeah. Butts are...
Sawweed.
Sawweed. It could be the International House of
Boobs.
Butts.
Right.
Boobs would be a... Yeah. Breasts, also a B word.
Yeah. Blankets.
Blankets are...
Yeah.
You just go to like Bed Bath & Beyond for that.
Beer.
Yeah. Beer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of these things so far have started with the letter B. We're doing very well.
Bewitched?
Yes.
Is BH one word?
Yes, that's just an abbreviation for a one word.
Your dad's been there.
But honestly, what outside? I mean,
it's got to be breakfast.
Breakfast.
Bob, International House of Breakfast. It's got to be breakfast.
Yeah, it has to be.
It's got to be breakfast.
Yeah, well said.
So, but why the change?
They don't Benedict? Want people to just think
International
they
House
pancakes.
Of Benedict.
Maybe you don't like pancakes. Maybe you like waffles instead.
And maybe it's not a permanent change. Maybe it's just a marketing campaign. Maybe it's just a one day bit. Maybe it's not a permanent change to IHOB. Nobody wants to call it IHOB.
Yeah.
I can't believe IHOB didn't work in Maple Grove.
Yeah, the one right off of, right by
it.
The Applebee's there.
Who doesn't go to IHOB?
The people that go to Original Pancake House.
I love that place too, but place is always so stacked and packed.
It is always stacked and packed. But it's so good.
Yeah. You know what the original Pancake House slogan is?
What's that?
Waffles, waffles, waffles.
See, now that makes perfect sense to me.
Do you know what, hockey, what's the international, wait, what's the slogan for Deja Vu?
Butts, guts, and sluts.
Oh my God!
That's actually pretty good on the fly there.
Yeah, thanks. Right.
The guts are the guy sitting.
That's me.
You know,
yeah,
Sniffer's
row.
Right,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, that one is worse than moist for me.
Bad phrase.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, Rosie just knocked over a cup of coffee.
He did. He's leaving. He's going to Butt Guts and Sluts?
Yeah.
Where's he going?
Yeah, he's already got ones out.
What,
Rosie? When you go to the strip club, where do you like to sit?
The balcony.
Really? Why? So you can look right down their tops?
Binoculars.
Oh, binoculars.
Yeah. You do always carry your binoculars on you.
Yeah.
Good for you,
that's
Rose.
That's maybe the creepiest visual image I could possibly imagine. Is binoculars at a strip club.
You ask.
Plus, you don't have to get your dollars out either, you know what I mean? Because they don't come all the way up there.
Oh, yes, they do.
Fishing pole. Really? You could cast them down to the stage.
Yeah, you know, back in the Metrodome when kids had to ask for autographs because the distance between the third base, like, dugout and where the players were, they had to take a fishing pole and put their baseball cards over. You get the picture.
Yeah, God, you and Lawyer Lambert hang out too.
Hooking some chicks, man, right? Fishing for chicks.
What's this song called that goes,
Space Between?
It's called The Space Between.
The Space Between.
We don't have that in the system?
Oh, we should.
We don't.
Their new album comes out tomorrow.
It does?
I'm seeing them in a month.
Oh, great. Anything else going on?
Yeah, are you playing at the same place they are? Because I need a ride. They're playing at the exact same spot you are. Okay. Let's talk about 311.
Hey, what would it sound like if Shakira sang Dave Matthews Band songs?
That'd be a great bit. How about the guy from AC/DC? How about Hawk? How about Tommy Wiseau singing Dave Matthews songs?
No, don't do it.
You wake up in the morning, bitch.
What? Thanks, Shaggy.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
And by the way, you wake up in the morning, bitch? That's not even close to his actual line. That's telling somebody they're mean for waking up.
Yeah.
Hey! You know what you do wrong, bitch?
Wake up
in the morning, bitch! Stop waking up all the time! Rosie, you came on the wrong day.
Yeah, I see that pretty much every day.
I don't know if we all did coke this morning or something, but none of us are making any sense, even less sense than normal.
But the news conference sounded very good until Sauce asked a question.
I thought the same thing.
Let's just hammer on me.
Wake up in the morning, ma.
That's good.
Yeah.
Just play an actual Dave Matthews song.
We just did, yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
Cool.
There you go.
Only band other than the Dead or the Rolling Stones to sell out Soldier Field 3 times. 311 wouldn't play the concession stand of 311.
Sure they would if they got paid.
311, that didn't make any sense.
Take me alone every day.
When you get hit by a car and they bring your body down the casket walkway.
Yeah, the casket walkway.
Casket. I'm going to play this
song. Telling me a car is just going to come crash
into
me.
Corey.
Yeah.
Here we go. Ready? You and I are going to act right now. You ready?
Oh, sure.
Improv class.
This will be great.
We didn't even go to improv class.
No,
we just are naturally
fun.
Gifted, Paul.
This
will be like Janet Reno and Will Ferrell.
Great. That was a great bit. Yeah, that's definitely what improv is.
Let's try to do better than that. I'm the McDonald's drive-thru employee, and you're Dave Matthews, right?
Sure.
Hey, welcome to McDonald's. We'd like to try a chocolate shake.
I'll take two.
You'll take turds?
I said I'll take two.
Oh, sorry.
It's really just for me, but I'm ordering two to make it look like I'm giving it to somebody else. You know, it's the Chris Hockey theory.
That's the way you do it.
Oh,
Mark Rosen is here. He joined early. Fan 5 is next. The 8 o'clock hour of the Power Trip Morning Show. No Ben Lieber. Sorry.
Where is he now?
He's touring something called St. Jude's.
He's
in,
walking in Memphis.
Oh, he's walking with his feet 10 feet off a Beal.
Doing charity work.
And great
helping
point.
Raise money for a great cause.
Oh, God. One of those bits. We're back after this on The Fan.
Oh.
Hogs.
Yeah.
Your undies just fell off.
Dude, I can't help it. They won't stay on when
Can you play
plays.
This when we come back?
I'll come in here. I'll dance with you.
Okay.
The summer burger creations have arrived at Green Mill. You can enjoy 5 limited-time burgers, all made fresh, never frozen, USDA choice beef. So get to Green Mill today, because the summer burgers are only around for limited time. Right now, though, I have a $50 gift card to get you there. Caller number 11, 651-989-5326, 800-320-5326.
Easily my favorite Dave Matthews song. Top 5 for me, Sauce. Is this your favorite DMB song?
Sorry, I can't hear you. I'm not listening to you. It's just like one of the greatest live bands of all time.
Maroon 5?
Yeah. I've never seen them, but I bet they're great.
I bet you they are good.
And he's handsome.
He is very good looking. Better looking, Dave Matthews or Adam Levine?
Adam Levine, and it's not even close. Dave Matthews looks like Tom Hanks.
Say that to Dave Matthews' face.
If I ever met him, I would.
You'd say, hi, I'm Paul Lambert. You look like Tom Hanks.
Say, hi, I'm Paul Lambert. I know Nick Swartzen.
Well, you would name drop immediately.
Well, duh, get too far.
Who did you name drop John Randall to? It was a basketball player,
oh,
right?
Trent Dilfer.
Oh, it was Dilfer. Yeah.
Who I know knows him.
Did it work?
Yeah, Randall
yeah,
knew him pretty well.
AJ was standing right next to me, and then some Todd interrupted.
Of course.
It works.
Todd Bauman?
I don't care. I name drop all the time. I don't care. It's my thing.
Name dropping is your thing?
I played golf yesterday with Ryan Carter.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did he know it?
He was the unlucky one that got to ride with me and hear me swear all the time.
Oh, was that the Zucker's golf tournament?
No.
The Coyles, right? Is that Coyles' bit?
Yeah.
No. How many golf tournaments have you played this week?
2, and then I just played yesterday.
Oh, you just played yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, it's either that or I sit in my house and be depressed.
Dude, no, I
which
didn't mean that
which
as a
Paul
shot.
Do you want?
Or be in the golf course and be
shot.
Depressed.
I think it.
I didn't mean it as a shot, for
do
God's
sake.
Do
you want depressed Paul or semi-depressed Paul?
I
you
want
tell
somewhere
me.
In between.
So either...
I want undressed Paul.
Depressed okay. Paul or name dropping Paul? I don't know which one.
Oh, God.
Put your shirt down.
Oh. God, I love this song.
Yeah. You should play more Maroon 5 or some Matchbox 20. Great point.
And she will. At some point, I'm going to play a sound effect from the button bar involving Mark Rosen's voice.
That's right.
And when I do that, what happens, Age?
It's a $50 gift card to the Blue Plate restaurants.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
yes,
right.
That could be the Dining Grill, or Free House.
Three Squares.
Oh, I love Three Squares.
Yeah.
I love Free House is there, Sue?
Pardon me?
You said Free House is theirs as well?
Yeah.
Yes,
the one in the
is.
North Loop.
Free House Wales.
North Loop is.
I just went there a couple days ago. I didn't know that was in the Blue
Absolutely.
Plate.
Absolutely.
Two blocks from my house. Why didn't you text me?
Oh, you were golfing with Big Shots. Yeah. Why don't you tell us all the names?
I played golf this week or last week?
No, this week on Tuesday.
Oh, I played golf with Jason Zucker.
Okay, yeah, big deal.
Monday I played golf with myself.
Yeah.
And then
play with yourself a lot?
Oh, yeah. Ton.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Passes 30 seconds of the day.
All right, Rosie, you ready?
I'm ready. For what? I'm not sure. I heard you had a...
Fan 5. I do have an investment opportunity for all of you.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to this.
We'll do that next segment.
Sure. I want to hear about this.
I went to the ATM.
You did?
I did.
With who?
Your dad.
You're tired of missing out on good investment opportunities. I will give you an opportunity to invest in the next segment. Then
he's going to need a breath mint, by
the way. In the 8:40 segment, we have to do our Belmont draw.
And that's Rosie, right.
And you're in on the theory that...
No Justify. Right.
And so the horse, there's no rollover. If Justify wins, it's just whoever's horse finishes the highest.
I got it.
Unless they win. Maybe somebody shocks the world.
Justify, as expected, wins, and the horse you selected
whoever gets second. Whoever gets second then wins.
Yeah. And I had an idea.
Oh, no.
You don't have to deep breath like I'm one of your kids. I'm just asking you a question.
No, my kids have good ideas.
Wow. Fan 5, brought to you by...
What were you going to say, though, Paul?
Nah, I'm tired.
No, I want to hear it.
Nope.
No, we all want to hear it.
I kind of want to hear it, buddy.
Nope. Putting in my 2 weeks today. Because I'm so respected by my class peers, whatever you guys are
called. Yeah, class peers.
What if we pick the winner and you have to throw in an, if you if you get the winner, everybody has to throw in an extra 20.
That idea is just the worst.
What if the loser has to make up with the winner? What if the winner has to take the loser to dinner?
Can you, like, shut up?
Fan 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond. Continental Diamond.
Didn't come up with any ideas. Or is he just pooped? He's lying.
I love that soundbite so much.
Which one? The Lego
shut
movie?
Up one.
Oh, the Beavis and Butthead?
Can you, like, shut up?
That's the greatest.
Yeah. You can apply that so many ways.
I do like
I can just put it on my phone and just carry it around when people come up. And like the person who was sitting next to me at the Nick Swartzen concert last Friday, who thought she was at an outdoor amphitheater somewhere with 10,000 people and had a loud conversation with her significant other.
Her time
the
to
entire
talk.
Time that Nick was doing his shtick.
Can you like shut up?
Oh, God, I would have played it right in her ear.
Yeah, Rosie was, man. I had to walk
away. Oh, you'd walk. You had the smarts to walk away. I wanted to throw her off the balcony, but I thought I'd get arrested for that.
Anyway, Fan 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond. And again, it's almost Father's Day. Get your dad a watch. Get me a watch. I wish my kids could afford a watch.
Well, I'll tell them.
They don't
have
jobs yet.
They don't?
Well, I mean, the little one's training for esports, and she will be.
I know she'll be
unbelievably successful.
This is
and
the
I will
equivalent.
Be Earl Woods.
Are you that spelling bee dad with her? The equivalent of esports, basically. You're making your study.
No, I let her go outside as long as she has a mobile device like the Nintendo Switch.
That's with I get her. It. Okay.
Like, go out and play in the sun, but just make sure you keep playing.
Correct. Got it.
She has carpal tunnel.
The other day, she has to get her laps in.
Just got
to
do her laps. Got to get her reps in. Laps on Mario Kart specifically, but otherwise, I would like her to be more well-rounded because by the time she's old enough to be a true esports competitor, Mario Kart probably not going to be super relevant. Yep, so I have her
the next
playing,
big thing.
At four, I have her playing Call of Duty and Overwatch and
Fortnite.
Should we start
Grand Theft
doing,
Auto 5?
Should we have a camera crew come over and start chronicling this because we could show her at this age saying, you know, they had that shot of Tiger Woods
on Twitch.
They had that shot of Tiger Woods when he was on the Mike Douglas show when he was 5 years old hitting golf balls, and then they can refer to that as he continued to ascend in his career. We could do the same thing with your daughter.
Well, no, she's already been on the Jason TV show on Channel 9.
What?
Buzzboy had her on. Sure.
Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're making that up.
Why would I make that up?
Because you make up a lot of things.
Yeah, you made up the story about the time that you ran into the witch.
Can you, like, shut up?
So the Warriors won 110-102 over the Cavs. Golden State up 3-0 in the series. It's over, Rosie. Kevin Durant, 43 points, and he looked like the greatest basketball player that's ever lived. They couldn't stop him. He's so tall. He can shoot from anywhere over anyone, including LeBron James. That dude was incredible last night. 43 points. I heard multiple pundits make this point in the last, 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, Game 3 last night was the first time, maybe in the Warriors era, the last 4 years, where they would not have won without Kevin Durant.
No.
Right? Durant was unbelievable last year in the playoffs as well and the finals, but they looked like they needed him, not just like had him and, Durant, now we're unstoppable. If you didn't have Kevin Durant last night, the Cavs would have run the Warriors out of the building.
And this is what makes Golden State the best, because they have pick your poison. I mean, on a night when Steph Curry went 3 for 16 and Klay Thompson went 4 for 11, Golden State still ends up winning comfortably at the end. It was close, obviously, back and forth in that fourth quarter, but Durant was the difference maker. I mean, and that's why people have this argument: who's the best player? Who's the alpha dog? Who's the best player in Golden State? Is it Durant? Is it Curry? Which one? The night before, the game before, it was Curry. He was unstoppable in Golden State, and now Durant plays like, the player they thought they were going to get when he signed with Golden State, leaving Oklahoma City in the wake. And how do you beat this team? You don't.
You can't. Let's go back to his decision. There were a lot of people that said when Kevin Durant signed with the Golden State Warriors that you're jumping on one of the greatest teams that we've seen in a long time anyway.
Sure.
So it's not going to mean anything. This doesn't help your legacy by winning titles with teams that are already crushing titles. Now the dumbest take ever. Because if you've watched these last two NBA finals, he's legendarily good, and it's because he's doing it on the biggest stage against maybe one of the two or three greatest players of all time, and
he is
mostly owning the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, LeBron's playing out of his mind, too, but who would have thought Kevin Durant would be more highly regarded just staying on Oklahoma City? Right now, Right now, it's like he has absolutely increased his legacy by joining the Warriors, crushing the playoffs,
winning MVPs.
Just he's killing it.
He is,
he's
awesome. And that's the nature of the beast now because the super teams are being formed. And I don't think Durant's, he's a free agent. He can go anywhere he wants. LeBron will, I'm going to say he's for sure going to leave Cleveland. Now, people assuming he's going to leave Cleveland, Cleveland still may end up being his best option if they continue to build. He's not going to sit there and recruit players at this point of his career. I'm talking about LeBron. But Durant's got a tailor-made situation for the rest of his career there. He can just stay there. And behind Steve Kerr and what they're doing out there, they can keep winning championships. I don't see anything slowing them down with that group, with Curry still, 30 years old? I was looking at that draft again yesterday, and it wasn't so much we know what happened with Johnny Flynn and
Rubio,
but Curry was taken, and obviously after that, Taj Gibson was taken. Jeff Teague was taken.
DeRozan was right after.
DeRozan was taken at, but the right guys who are currently on the Wolves team.
I'm saying, I see what you're saying.
As they ended up with. But you wonder how the arc of the Wolves would have appeared had Curry been taken in 2009. What would have happened to this franchise with that guy on this team? Would he have just played the string out in his contract, left immediately, and never being seen again because the Wolves never built around him? Or would he have been the guy that forced other players to come here because, my God, it's Steph Curry. Look at this kid. He's unstoppable. So it would have been interesting to see, but we'll never know.
How about this? Let's do this. If you had today's NBA climate when Greg Oden and Kevin Durant were being debated for the number one pick, and Portland picked Greg Oden, even though at the time it looked like Oden was going to be a Hall of Fame caliber center as well, in today's climate, Durant would have been the clear number one because of the three-point shooting.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that changes the Trailblazers forever if Durant spends the first, 10 years of his career in Portland.
Yeah, the idea of taking the center, other than the Greek freak, I mean, it's just a bygone era.
Although
Carl's not, I don't think of Carl's a traditional center because he plays way beyond, way from the basket all the time.
Oh, thanks, Dean Smith.
No, we just lost Chris!
Hawk!
Dean is dead.
Dean's dead?
Look at Hawk's face. Sorry, Richard Petty.
He's just bitter because he owes me $100 now. Because Hawk, the Warriors are on the brink of a championship and he's going
to
owe
me $100. You have to talk basketball.
For what? For sweeping?
No, it was the Warriors. No, I took the Warriors and I gave them the field.
That's right.
Before the season started.
That's right.
Tommy and Chris.
I stayed away from you this year. You did. On that one. Yeah.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
So,
it is
$200, and I'm going to need it.
Next week in Vegas.
About a month and a half, Hogs.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay. Basketball season might be over on Friday.
It will be.
Yeah, I think that was about...
Wow. Let's bet the hockey game, Hog.
No. We got a hockey game tonight.
I told you no. I'm not going to bet anymore. I'm done. Sick of losing.
You'll bet again. Oh.
Rosie, you like the Knights or the Caps tonight in Vegas?
You know, I'm going to go with Vegas. I think they got one more tremendous effort in them. Washington's going to win the cup, but I think they wouldn't mind doing it on their home ice. Then again, I don't think they'd mind winning tonight and partying in Las Vegas Boulevard all night long.
They won't care.
No.
Rosie, you've had investments over the years, right? You don't just bank all of your money.
Some worked out, some...
I have so, what could be the opportunity of a lifetime when we come back.
I hope you're not joking, because I went to the ATM.
Yeah, I'll go get cash,
We're flush. Let's go.
And I am going to announce it on the air what the idea is, but of course, you guys will be the only ones that I will accept potential investment money from.
Oh.
Seed money, if you will.
Gotcha. All right.
Male restaurant equivalent to Hooters called Roosters.
I like that idea.
I already said pass to that.
Yeah, I know. I like that idea.
You've tried on the uniform.
No, that was funny.
Time on my
Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on the Fan. Winstock
this weekend. I've got a couple 4-packs of tickets to give away. It is Friday and Saturday, June 8th and 9th this weekend. Brooks Bentley, Miranda Lambert, and many, many more. Caller number 11 gets those packed right now. 651-999-5326, 800-320-5326.
I love this song. Mark Card. This is such a great song. And Winstock is such a good time. Winstead, as always, great lineup. Have fun this weekend, everybody. It's the Power Trip. It's 821. It is June 7th. And the NBA Finals almost in the rearview mirror. Here's Jimmy Kimmel from last night.
Warriors have been unstoppable. It's almost as if their strategy of having all the best players in the league is paying off. Cavs are down, but J.R. Smith isn't worried. J.R. Smith thinks the series is best of 11, so he's... Even if the Warriors win, LeBron James is still the most valuable player. I mean, the Cavaliers, without him, they're not really even a basketball team. They're just a group of guys who shower together and wear matching outfits.
That's a funny line.
That's good stuff, good. Man. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jimmy.
Well, listen.
Yeah, best of 11.
I sure hope this is real, because I super upset at myself. And my buddy Tim offered me an opportunity to get in on the ground floor of a great business, and I turned it down because I didn't have enough money. And
correct.
We
get offered these often, don't we? People say, hey, I got this great investment for you.
And most of them suck.
Yeah, most of them are hideous.
But you know, I hate missing out on the good ones. And Corey's a smart guy, so I'm looking forward to
great song, right,
hearing Hugs? Your proposal. Great song.
Guys, this could be an opportunity of a lifetime for you.
You have one here.
Bring it.
Let me get my wallet.
You guys have some money?
I don't have my wallet.
But you guys have some money.
Oh, yeah.
On us or just in general?
No, just do you have some liquid cash that is not tied up in other ventures?
I couldn't get into six digits for you, but I could.
You have some, though.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not asking for six digits. I'm not even asking for five digits.
Okay.
I'm not even asking
that's what it,
for four digits.
Hey, I don't even know.
How about one digit?
Yeah, you do. That's
it's going to have to be a little bit more than one digit.
What if I give you a one digit that kind of curves to the left?
Yeah, that's the Mark Rosen.
Paul, you once played me heads up at poker and you beat me.
I did.
Oh, no. Okay. All right.
Wait. Where's this going?
I'm going to be gone next week. I'm going to be playing in the World Series of Poker. And I would like to offer the four of you opportunities to invest by buying a piece of my action. Now, look, don't look at my past results.
Okay.
What? Right?
Well,
don't look at my results the last 5 years. Do you guys believe in fate, in destiny, that all of this is part of a plan?
Don't you think, Forrest Gump?
Don't you think at some point,
great,
I'm due? You know those guys that like walk up to a roulette machine
correct.
Or a roulette board in Vegas, and it'll be black, 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 black. So then it'll say, somebody will say, it's got to be red, right? We're due for red.
Correct.
Even though the odds haven't changed?
No, they have not.
But then
heads or tails.
But then Dov, stupid-ass Dov, will bet on red because he likes red because he doesn't listen to Wesley Snipes. And then he'll win, and people will go, see, it was due to hit.
Call it.
Yeah, Dobbs genius.
I haven't won a significant amount of money in poker in 5 years.
That's a long time.
I know, I asked my wife. I'm due.
She's a nice lady.
Last year, playing this exact tournament, I got knocked out with pocket aces. So I didn't get in with garbage. I got knocked out with the best possible preflop hand, even though I got all the money in on the turn and probably should have folded.
Okay.
Point is...
All right.
But that's
my aces got cracked. No big deal. I misplayed them. I'm due.
My aces got a crack, too.
Yeah, can I see it?
Yeah, sure.
I would like to sell each of you 10% of my action for just $200.
Now, hold on one second.
$200.
We got to figure this out.
Now, wait a minute.
You can get 10% of my action.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Can you break down the math for me?
Sure.
I don't
Please
imagine.
Do. Yeah. We don't understand how this works.
Well, whatever I win, if I win $1 million...
What's the possibility,
I'll
though?
Get,
you could win $1 million.
First place will be, I think, a little shy of $1 million this year.
And how quickly does that de-escalate? From the,
I'm sure second place is close to a $500,000.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
There'll be about 2,000 players, give or take, in it. We'll see how it grows from year one to year two. And the top 10% or so get paid. So I'd have to get in the top 200 or so people to get money of any kind. Which would mean your money would come back. If I get in the top 200, plus whatever else I win, you would get 10% of that action.
Okay. Is this the same? Now, I've been to a lot of business meetings, and you're supposed to be prepared. So I'm prepared with questions before I hand over cold hard cash. Is this the same tournament you played in last year?
If you were just listening, yes, I did play
I'm working
this
on other adventures.
I did play in this tournament last year.
I'm working on other business adventures.
I listened. Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Of course you can.
Okay, good. Do you get any money for last?
You do not.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'd be filthy rich.
Where did you finish last year?
Probably halfway through. So out of 1,800, I was probably in the 900 range.
Year before last.
It didn't exist. If you, again, we're listening. Last year was the first year
they
offered the marathon at the World Series of Poker.
So you're feeling more confident just because of the context of destiny and it's your time, as opposed to maybe being a better poker player.
I'm 10 times better than I was 5 years ago, but I lose 10 times as much now. It makes no sense. So I understand it so much better than I did when I won. So I'm due.
Guys,
and I'd like you to invest. And I don't ever sell action, mainly because I can't get anybody to buy it.
Yeah, Hockey sells action. He handed a bank teller a note.
So $200 gets you 10% of whatever I win.
Okay, $200.
Plus your $200 back.
10% of whatever you win. And the possibility is you could win millions of dollars.
Could be a million.
Could not
be
millions.
Could be tens of thousands.
$100,000.
For example, our coworker, Ben Taylor, played in this tournament last year as well. Ben finished something like 50th or 60th overall, made almost $11,000.
And that would be a nice like $1,000.
You would have won about $1,000 if you had invested in Ben last year.
Is he allowing me to invest
in
him?
In this too? Ben is
not playing this
year.
Who the hell is Ben Taylor?
Let's go around the room. Sauce, I'm not sure if you were ready.
Well, any other questions or not?
No, I have no more questions.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. What do you think, Sauce? Yes or no?
Oh, I'd rather invest in tennis lessons. I'm out.
Great line.
Thank you, babe.
All right, so you're out. That's fine.
I'm out.
I appreciate you listening, though.
For sure.
Plus,
for
I need to borrow money from the guy to the right of me.
Rosie, yes or no?
Having been to Vegas a number of times, seeing the competition level out there, and trusting you to a certain extent, I would still rather put my $200 in Dolly Parton's machine.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were just going to say Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I almost left it right there.
Right when I ask her first. All right, so there's two hard no's. That's okay. Sounds like Rosie was slightly harder than Sauce was. Chris.
Thanks for noticing. Thank you, Rosie.
I think...
You're on the fence. Let's go to AJ first. AJ.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, you think about it. I was on the phone for most of your pitch, but I heard you say the word poker, so I'm out.
Yeah, good point.
That was quick.
Here's what I think I think I'd rather just go to Wells Fargo and light it on fire than give you any of my money.
Well, you'd go to you go to Kauffman Stadium and light it on fire.
Yeah, right. I mean, just go in there and ask them if they would give me every dime I own.
Yes.
Take it in the parking lot, make a funeral pyre, lay down on top of it, and set it on fire and burn myself to death. I'd rather do that.
That's aggressive.
Than give you my
money. Like the cover of a Raging Against the Machine album.
Yeah,
but with your money.
That's exactly right.
I did like that you had at least the courtesy to take it outside and not burn the building.
I thought you were going to become an arson over this.
All right, so all four of you are out.
I'm out.
Now, last year, 10% of zero is zero. Well, so you would have lost your $200 and you would have been a loser.
Right.
I may reconsider this.
Oh. What?
It's only $200.
Rose.
Ro-Ro?
Well, I've seen Corey play poker. He knows what he's doing. Again, it's a lot of it is luck, but...
Hold on, your attorney...
attorney just texted me. We're going to go halvesies on it, maybe.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
He doesn't know what he's doing?
No, my dad knows.
He's an attorney.
Well, if all four of you are out, I'll say this.
I'm out.
The day I win...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's next week.
Rosie, go ahead, Rosie.
The day I win... Just to make this abundantly clear, I'm going to throw the biggest goddang party you've ever seen.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Cool. And it will only involve people who believed in me.
Right.
And again, the guest list right now is only my four-year-old daughter.
Aww.
Which is the way you like
That's the way it should be. But because she's a selfish brat, she knows the only reason she wants me to win is because I told her she could pick any toy from Target that she wants if I win.
Good job, Dad.
The one that she picked, by the way, is $30.
That's...
$30.
Well,
aim higher. Come on.
And you already
does she have her own red card?
She's too busy in the basement.
She will.
And you already got your wife a gift. You're leaving town for a week.
For 5 days, yes.
Yeah, right.
So, all right. Well, I just I thought I would give you this opportunity.
I really think it.
You know, it's like when your friends are getting in on a lottery pool and then they say, why didn't we ask so-and-so?
Your phone's ringing.
A nice little country twang to it.
I believe in you,
Beck.
And I waste money on a lot of stuff.
Go on. This sounds like this is promising.
I would rather burn, like Hockey said, literally take it out with a magnifying glass, wait, and then burn it.
I would love to see how long it would take you to burn money with a magnifying glass.
I get bored.
You would rather watch 6 games of the World Cup soccer match.
I'll give you money. I'd rather be thrown down a flight of stairs in the Empire State Building till I die than watch soccer.
That's quite a visual.
Yeah.
That's better visual than soccer.
No, I just wonder what it's like to have friends that believe in you.
I have one, Chris Hockey.
Yeah, I believe in you.
Tells me every day, you can get to the end of that video. You can get to the end of that video.
By the way, I like the irony of you guys had the opportunity to invest in me and believe in me, and you said no. Next segment, we're going to blindly pick the names of horses, and all of you are interested.
That's right.
Yeah, I love it.
Blindly pick names.
Ah, Imagine Dragons. First of all, great band name just off the top. I just love the band name, Imagine Dragons. Ah, second of all, they've got some true slayers. I think I like this one better.
Yeah, this is a slayer.
Yeah. Oh, really? This is like maybe my least favorite Imagine Dragons song.
This
song it's just way too repetitive. I'm not a fan of this one. Just I like their first two or three hits way better than this.
It's a great song.
I love this song. What about this one?
I like that one better than the last.
Yeah, this one doesn't do much for me either. Their first two or three hits are the jams.
Yeah.
I like them. That song.
Yeah, Radioactive. See, there you
That's
go.
The song.
That kicks ass. When this thing kicks in, in about, 5 seconds, it shreds.
I'd like to see them live. I bet they kill.
Everybody says they're incredible live. Yeah, this song's awesome.
Outdoor concert on a
sweet
weekend night.
With their big
the whole
drums.
Show going, yeah, man, that would rock!
You know what else would rock, Chris?
What?
St. Paul Saints tickets.
Hell yeah.
I've got a pair to give away right now for Mandate Monday next Monday.
Yeah.
June 11th. Pair of tickets to see the St. Paul Saints. Let's do caller number 7-651-989-5326.
I like it.
Hey, who's in on this Belmont bet now?
No, I mean, I am.
Of us, right?
Yeah, right.
Yep. And Lawyer Lambert.
Lawyer Lambert said he'd do it.
Parrish.
Parrish is Parrish for sure.
Parrish will win.
How many horses are there?
Well, there's 10 total,
right now.
So 9 that we're drawing from. So we can max out at 9.
Howie's being.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Howie's 6. Lieber, 7. Parrish, 8.
Lawyer Lambert, 9. Yeah.
There you go.
Is that it?
Yeah. Justify is 4-5 odds right now.
Yep.
Wow. But people want to just have
Bob Baffert.
People just want to have a ticket to say they got the Triple Crown win.
Dumbest thing ever.
I know. It is, isn't it?
What do you do? Frame it and put it on your wall?
I guess so.
Hawk, who's going to draw for my dad?
What do you do with that?
Are you going to draw for my dad?
Yeah. If you'd like me to.
Yeah. I thought you were going to make, like, he's here a joke. He's under the table.
I wouldn't say that about your dad. That's
What's
gross.
The matter with you?
Come
it's
on,
your father.
Grow the hell up.
He raised you.
He's not under
not
the
really.
Desk.
Where
he's,
is he?
He's bent over the desk.
Lord.
That actually
he's laughing
sense.
Right now.
He's probably... Yeah, he is. My mom's disgusted.
She doesn't listen to this garbage.
Oh, no, she has to. It's on every radio in the house.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He bought one of those Bose radios just to hear it better.
She's always nice to me.
She's a sweet lady.
Yeah, she
doesn't mind that I'm laying in their bed most of the time.
Oh, God. She found her high school yearbook. I think you might be in it, Rose. Did you sign it?
No. Oh. Under the bleachers, yeah.
Jesus, Rose.
By Peter Dragon? By Seymour Butts?
Yeah, Rosie wrote, no, he wrote Drew P. Wiener. I used to get hockey to Hick laugh.
Yeah!
Hick laugh?
Oh, yeah. Indiana
what
laugh.
What are we doing? What's going on
okay.
here?
He's writing down the names of the horses.
You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Well, we were trying to do
kill
that.
30 and, seconds.
Oh, yeah. How about the last what? Munchkin died? Jerry Marin. He was the middle guy in the Lollipop Guild.
Oh, man.
Why are you laughing? Rosie,
he's
honestly. He's gut laughing. Why are you laughing about Munchkin?
He's 90
years
old.
He's 98 years old.
Well, he didn't have a short life.
Okay.
Rosie!
All right, Rosie.
Man,
you've gone off the
joke.
Rails.
Yeah, you're laughing at an actor.
He was a perv to Judy Garland, so get over it.
How do we know that?
Well,
because
there was a book written about it. These guys were putting their hands up her skirt and everything.
Okay, I thought you were
these
saying
munchkins.
I thought you were going to say, in fairness to him, I thought you were going to say that he was always accused of like trying to look up her skirt. He can't help it.
No, right?
He's a hobbit.
Rosie!
Okay, now it's just
that's
offensive.
Going too far. His feet were fine.
Anyway,
he passed away. Apparently, we're going to make fun of him. This guy we can make fun of. I don't know. I guess we can't make fun of him. Imagine you see a giant rattlesnake, right? And unlike Lawyer Lambert, you don't get turned on. You kill it. Right?
Correct.
And you chop its head off with a shovel.
Yep, that's what everybody should do to every snake that's ever lived.
The problem is sometimes the head continues to live. Like, that's what happened to this guy in Texas.
Oh, no.
In that case, because there's no body, it released all its venom into him at that point. So he had a lot of venom. But once they got to him, they took him to a halo, and they halo-flighted him into the hospital. A normal person that gets bit is going to get from anywhere from 2 to 4 doses of anti-venom. He had to have 26 doses.
Golly.
There's about 6 to 8,000 snake bites per year in the country, and 10 or 12 people die. You just want to keep the victim calm, keep the bitten area above the level of the heart slightly, and get the patient to the nearest emergency room.
So, yes, he killed the snake, chopped its head off, and the head still bit him.
Come on!
It did. God. It did.
This is like Kill Bill Nightmare with the Black Mamba. What the hell?
Great song.
Look, the human species is wiping out species all over the planet, right?
Unfortunately,
we are losing
too many good ones.
For sure.
Right.
We are, whether it's poaching or not addressing climate change, whatever it is, we are wiping out species after species after species.
Sure, truth.
And the world will adjust and the ecosystem will adjust. The food chain will adjust. That's just how Earth has always worked. We will figure it out if we could just get rid of snakes.
Yeah, but they also serve a purpose.
They serve a purpose.
That's my point. Well, whatever purpose they have, we will adjust. If it's, they eat rats and this and that. Then we'll find something else that kills rats.
How many confrontations do you have with snakes?
Zero. Okay. I don't go anywhere near them. I don't go outside because there's snakes out there. And terrorists
snakes.
And skin cancer and things like that.
Oh my God, there's a horse called Gronkowski. He's actually racing this week.
Thanks for carrying.
He'll get injured.
All right.
So I need your hat. Here we go. Need your hat.
Okay, here we go.
It's over, Jenny.
Again, no Justify in this pool.
All the names are in there except for Justify.
How much money are we putting on it again?
Justify.
$20.
$20.
Can we make it hurt a little?
Winner takes all. Yeah, but not everybody would agree to if it hurts. That's why it's no
first.
Fun.
Howie.
Hey,
Rosie, here you go. So, once again, in case you don't know what we're doing, we're drawing for the horse race this weekend. Everybody's in it but Justify.
Right, and we're just taking whoever finishes the
whoever
highest.
Whoever finishes the highest, right.
Can we all reveal them at the end?
No, just say it now. How are you got?
Go ahead, Howie, who you got?
Blended Citizen.
Oh, my God.
Is that the worst?
No, it's not.
It's one of the worst.
15-1. No.
Nope.
Blended Citizen.
It doesn't matter. I have Restoring Hope, which I believe is the longest shot.
What?
It is the longest shot. My turn?
Yeah, you grab for your attorney.
Was this for my attorney?
Yeah, this is for Lawyer Lambert.
Lawyer Lambert gets Vino Rosso. Perfect for Lawyer Lambert.
Yeah, yeah.
Lambert.
Lambert.
Okay, now mine? All right. No, I'll pick mine. This is mine. This is Rosie's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking at anything. I got Gronkowski. All right. And this is for Pear Bear?
Yes, for Pear Bear.
He'll win. He'll probably get Justify.
Yeah,
even though we're not
Justify.
Even...
He did last time and
was it
scooped all the
money. He has Hofburg.
That's the next best horse.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. He's good at everything.
9-2. He's 4.5
Seriously.
To 1.
Of course.
Damn it, Parrish.
Damn it, man.
And he hasn't been here for either draw.
No.
Stupid-ass Hofburg's going to either win or get second.
Way to go, Sauce.
Damn it.
I didn't do it, Rosie. I didn't think it.
All right, I got tenfold. It's 12-1. You got a chance there.
Bad.
Meat Sauce calls his stomach.
I got Bravazo.
That's a good one.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a real good one.
Bonanza?
Who hasn't drawn?
Me?
Paul. You and who else?
I think Lieber.
Tommy?
Yeah, you draw for Lieber.
Lieber. Draw for Lieber.
This is Lieber?
Yes.
I got Bravazo. Sweet. Right, I might win money.
Ben Lieber gets Free Drop Billy.
Oh, 30-1.
Noble Indy.
Ben and I are screwed.
And he got, Saucy got Noble Indy.
Mile and a half, you never know about these races, so that's...
Sauce is also screwed. Sauce, Lieber, and myself all have the morning line 30-1 long shots.
Good.
Parrish got the favorite?
Good. Yep.
Yeah, he did.
Well,
of course he did.
The favorite outside of Justify, yes.
Well, knowing Gronkowski, he'll be out partying the night before till like 3 in the morning, hungover, and run the race of his life.
He's just looking to get the stud.
That's exactly. That's why I like him.
A 52-year-old Russian man in the Siberian town of Luzino, Rosie, was digging up taters in his garden.
Mm-hmm.
Taters. And he found some human bones in a skull.
Oh, no.
I know, man.
Sounds depressing.
So he called out his wife. He's like, hey, honey, come out here. Look at this. She said, and I quote, don't worry, that's my first husband.
She said that?
Yeah. She said, go ahead and rebury those bones and forget about it and do not tell the police. But, you know, he realized he was sick of being married, so he went ahead and told the police. She claims that her she did it in revenge. He came home drunk in 97, started getting aggressive, and she grabbed an axe and cut his head off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody noticed?
Then she chopped up his body and buried it in the garden, and it laid there for 21 years undiscovered.
Right.
And then,
so many questions.
Yeah.
Where did they think he went?
I don't know.
Rosie's laughing again.
I know, Rosie. Why do you laugh at the inappropriate things?
I wasn't laughing.
Going on?
And
why?
Also, that's the other part of the problem, right? Is if she had said, sweetheart, this is my first husband, but he died of natural causes.
Right.
Then why is his head 15 yards from the rest of his body?
Yeah,
what happened? Did he have falling off head disease?
Right. Did he have falling off head disease?
It's possible. He could have had falling off
head around, man.
Disease. Yeah. Right. I just don't row.
I don't know what this world's coming to.
Well, you're laughing at it.
I know.
Laughing at that. I'm still thinking about the munchkin.
Do you like scary movies, Roro?
I like psychologically scary movies, like A Quiet Place. I like that type of movie. I don't like slasher movies. So to answer your question, no.
Like Miss Congeniality.
That's very scary.
That's a slasher? I like that.
There's a new movie coming out tomorrow that sent Sundance Film Festivals into wild histrionics.
Wild what?
Histrionics, that means you're dramatic.
Right.
Festivals.
Like whatever. You every morning.
It's called Hereditary.
I have heard about this with... I can't think of her name now.
Her name is...
she played the mother in Sixth Sense.
That's right.
Little Miss Sunshine.
Toni Collette.
Toni Collette. She's terrific. I love her. She's great.
93% on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Really?
And it is...
What's the gist of it?
It's said that it's the scariest movie ever.
Oh, my goodness.
Basically, from what I can read, Toni Collette's mom dies. They find out she was into satanic stuff.
Ooh.
And then the daughter apparently starts doing weird stuff.
Yeah, 94% looking at it
right
now.
It's 94 now. Wow, yeah. So it's called Hereditary, and everybody's crazy.
It's got to be good because that sounds like a plot we've heard from 1,000 other horror films in the last 40 years, right?
Right.
So-and-so dies, and now somebody else is possessed, and now it's like The Exorcist all over again. But it must be something different or unique to get this rave of reviews.
Right.
It says, let's see here, the first review, it's a movie so horrifying and so good that you have to see it, even if you shouldn't want to, even if you might never sleep peacefully again. That doesn't exactly want me to make me go to the theater.
Here's this.
You'll never sleep again peacefully.
This will get you two to go see it, that being Rosie and Hockey. There's brief graphic nudity.
Oh, Paul, can I ask you a question before you go on?
Just brief.
Does it say in that statement whether it's female or male and whether it's full frontal or not?
It says, the next sentence is, it says,
full
frontal male nudity.
So terrifying that I wanted to hide under a blankie during the screening.
What are you
doing? This is not...
What could be so scary? You know,
I don't know.
I can't wait to think
about this.
Because what could possibly be that scary?
I think it's demons.
Yeah, but why are demons so scary?
Because they're demons.
Right.
Yeah, but again,
he's got a point.
Listen to this one,
other movies.
Okay, baby.
Drenched in dread, brimming with intensity, and sure to haunt the souls of those brave enough to watch.
God.
What the hell?
Who the hell directed this?
We should get Scooby to read some of these reviews.
Ari Aster.
Yeah. Your what hurts?
What'd you say?
Your what hurts?
He did what to her?
Your Ari Aster hurts?
That's the name of the director, but yeah, it might after I see this movie.
Go see it. Your attorney will go see it with you.
I'm not going to hold his hand.
Yes, you are.
Okay. I'm just waiting for The Incredibles 2. Who cares?
Yeah.
Kids are going to love that garbage. Megalodon's like in 2 months, too. You guys
back
for that.
Yeah.
Hey, Roro.
The
yes,
Meg.
Sir.
We've talked about it a couple times this morning, probably
Can't wait.
Too long. But did you see the
A Star is Born
trailer?
I retweeted it yesterday with the clapping hands. It looks fantastic with Lady Gaga. When she, maybe a minute and a half into that preview, when she first appears and she's reluctant to go on stage and sing, and then she starts belting it out with Bradley Cooper.
It's so good.
It's going to be a huge hit.
It's so good.
It is.
You can only get dinner with one of the two. Who do you get dinner with?
Lady Gaga.
You can only sleep with one of the two. Who do you sleep with?
Hello. I'm not going to sleep with Bradley Cooper.
Why?
Well, he's pretty attractive.
He is.
But no,
we're not talking about having sex, by the way.
I saw Lady Gaga in concert in Vegas with my attorney, with Tony Bennett.
Oh, my God. Of course you did.
Tony Bennett and you and Laura Lambert went to a Lady Gaga concert?
Yes.
Wow. Like Wabi and PA and Brent Musburger betting on sports.
The guy sitting next to me was screaming, with his hat on backwards, shockingly screaming at Lady Gaga, sing Poker Face. Yeah. I go, shut up and get out of the... He left.
Boy, you have a hard time with people at theaters.
I really do. I'm not...
They leave you alone.
They just don't ever leave me alone.
What do you two care? You were sitting in the front row.
You're like Larry David, but real.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's my hero. Thank you.
Bomb. The Minnesota Larry David.
Yep.
Mark Rosen.
I'll take it.
Good God, hockey.
I know.
He's quite the guy.
I know.
What?
I think I have time for this. Listen, a 23-year-old dude named Anthony Clark saw a car parked on the side of the road. He's in Oregon. It's Saturday. Even though a few cops were standing around it, waiting for it to get towed, he decided he'd go ahead and steal it. So he got in, did a high-speed chase, included busting a chain-link fence, going the wrong way down a bunch of roads, running over a couple of sets of spike strips. The cops did catch him. He got out of the car, ran into a trailer park, and tried to steal another car. Now, the fun part is, Corey, when the cops finally got him, he said, here's my explanation. I had taken some LSD, and I thought I was in the video game Grand Theft Auto.
Well, of course, that's what everybody listening, including myself, was thinking, is that's something I've done a billion times.
Right.
You have to dump the car and quickly run across something and jump in another one. That's, that's GTA 5 strategy 101.
Yeah. See the dude who stole
stabbing a prostitute.
Tank-like vehicle the other day in Virginia?
I did. I don't know how you ever stop that guy until he runs out of gas, right?
I think that's probably what happened.
It was 2 hours.
They basically escorted him so that he wouldn't cause a menace.
Mm, he's a menace to society.
He is. Hawk, breaking news.
Uh-oh.
There's a trailer 2 for the Meg.
Oh, let's go watch it right now.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
I can't wait.
Rosie, you are the Minnesota Larry David, but you're also
an
American treasure. These guys will see you next week. I'll see you when I'm $1 million richer.
Good luck.
And there'll be two giant middle fingers right in your face.
I decided to invest...
The opportunity's
it's
been
gone.
Oh my gosh,
passed.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
It's
over. All right.
It's too late.
It's over now.
North!
Nordo's in next. Paul Allen, I think, is back. Is he back tomorrow or next week? I'm not sure.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow he's back. We have initials tomorrow at 8:15. Stick around. 9 to noon. Up next right here on The Fan.
To a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.